just bless the Lord. Tell Him to do something awesome in our lives this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, I thank you because you will do great things. In the name of Jesus, we celebrate and we honor the things that you are doing in this ministry and through your servant. Thank you for the conference so far. I pray that you help us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. I had a nice time. Please celebrate the pastor one more time. Hallelujah. Great servant of God. I hope that as we watch him on stage, we are learning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't just watch and get blessed. Learn a spirit. Learn an attitude. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of humility for a man who carries something to just talk the way he is. God bless you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you. Please be seated. God bless you.
Lord, you are more beautiful than silver. Oh Lord, you are more precious than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. There is nothing I desire compared. And this is my desire, just to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I worship you. All that is within me, I give and all that I adore is in you, is in you. So I give you my heart, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you.
To share the word of God. Verse 15. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out those that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of those that sold doves. and would not allow that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. 17. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. 18. And this is the scripture of emphasis. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. And when evening was fully come, he came out of the city. Jump to verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have anything against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come unto him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. 28. Please mark that verse. Can we read together? 1, 2, read. And they said unto him, By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? Open our eyes tonight, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray that you reveal something that will change our lives forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm teaching this morning on the manifestation songs. The manifestation, the songs. Hallelujah. The Lord has been helping us by His grace. Right from the very first day, we considered the mystery Babylon. Just in its basic form, trying to examine this corrupt system. And we're able to run the line down from Cain and see how that he attempted to build a city, demonstrating the rebellious nature. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, come out from among them, that ye not be partakers of her sins. Hallelujah. And then we examine the making of sons, how that God takes the heart of a man. And truly, when I entered this place this morning, Pastor, I felt the spirit of consecration and holiness in its sincerity. Hallelujah. There is a way a man can be truly broken and contrite, that you permit the heavens to be open. Hallelujah. And I know that God is letting that happen, so that he can release the new wine in a new wineskin. Just like Pastor shared the vision he had this morning. Hallelujah. I pray that we'll not miss out on it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He said, by what authority? Jesus began to walk upon the earth, and he was doing a lot of supernatural things. He entered the temple and whipped the people out who were being a representation, because you see, the spirit of Babylon is a commercial spirit. Hallelujah. And anywhere it finds expression, you see that there is great wealth and prosperity, even in the area of commerce. And the Bible says that spirit had gotten so much into the synagogue, to the extent that the people were selling and buying things. And when Jesus came, he didn't pray about it, he didn't fast. The Bible says he found a cord and he began to overturn the tables. And he said, Is it not written in your law that this shall be called the house of prayer? This shall be a place where the portal of heaven will be open, that men will have access to the secret things of God. But you have turned it into a den of robbers. And then he entered the city again and began to teach. And the people were getting offended. They said, Mr. Man, we have a question. By what authority? In other words, they knew that for any man to have the audacity to function the way Jesus was functioning, there must be someone who has authorized him.
Hallelujah. Now, they were walking in a kingdom system, and they knew that any Roman soldier or any centurion or whoever begins to carry out any activity, he must be authorized by Caesar. So they said, Mr. Man, who authorized you? Because we are not aware of your relationship with Caesar. So who authorized you to harass us in the temple and say the things you are saying? Hallelujah. Who authorized you? Who authorized you? The manifestation of the sons. I'm going to be sharing this morning on how to walk in the authority of the kingdom, the mystery of walking in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. By whose authority? This is a question that the gates of hell will ask you all the time. This is a question that the territories of darkness will confront you with at any time. For every time you speak, you will hear that question, by whose authority? Because there are many people that authorize people in the earth realm. Hallelujah. The president of this nation can authorize people and say, come and bundle the governor of Kaduna State because we don't understand what he's doing. And every time security people come to you, what do? They remove their ID card. We have been authorized to catch you. So keep quiet. Anything you say right now will be used against you in court. So the earth realm functions based. Someone must authorize somebody to do something. They say, who authorized you? You want to get a sick body healed, you will hear a voice, who authorized you? You see, because every manifestation of Satan from the realm of the spirit happens on legal grounds. Something and someone authorized it. Hallelujah. The concept of authority is a very serious concept that must be understood if we must manifest as sons. What does it mean to manifest? A showing forth, a revealing, a display. The Bible says he healed them in the presence of everyone. Did you know that over 95% of the miracles in the Bible were not done in church? Oh yes, wasn't done in church. The manifestation. I like New Living Translation. It says creation is waiting for the day when God will reveal those who his sons truly are. Because when you look at a seed, the only way to know the potential of that seed is to look at the tree that gave birth to the seed. It said, now are we the sons of God, and although we are in the process and it doth not yet appear what we shall be like, but we have an idea of what we will be when he's done with us. Hallelujah. For years, I began to study what made the apostles so powerful. And all the factors I thought were the factors, over time I found out that these were not the factors. These guys were not learned people. They didn't have connections. They were not even orators. Hallelujah. And then one day the Lord led me to understand something. The Bible says Jesus sent out how many people? 70. 70 people. There's nowhere in scripture, listen, there's nowhere in scripture where it is recorded that all the 70 people pledged their allegiance and told Jesus they love him. But he sent them. The Bible says he sent them in his name. We are not sure whether or not they had faith. Please follow me this morning. We all know that he sent them. And the Bible says everyone, not the leader among them, every one of them, they came back rejoicing. And they said, when we went to, we just saw demons crying, people moving, even us were surprised. And Jesus said, it's not because of you. They saw something. And this morning we'll be opening up. What did they see? Because, Pastor, we have a church that fasts and prays, and it looks like we are unrecognized in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. We have people who pray, we have people who love God, But you say, let this be, and it does not become. So what happened to the apostles or the disciples? To the extent that they went and came back, the Bible didn't say a few had some results, then others, they say, okay, let's analyze. They all came back rejoicing. And then Jesus began to speak. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the works that I do, ye shall also do. He wasn't speaking to men of God. He said, and greater works than this shall you do. Why? Because I go to my Father. He said, and whatsoever ye ask in my name. Hallelujah. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. It starts with what? In my name. What does it mean to function in the name of Jesus? Now I know that, thank God for great men of God who have tried to bring different expositions and all of that in the name of Jesus. But I trust that God will open our eyes to understand what it means to function in the name. Because when you understand this, you will be nothing short of a fearful wonder. He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that he will do. He said, hitherto you have not asked for anything. Ask that your joy may be complete. In my name. In my name. In my name. And the Bible says that one day Peter and John went to the temple. The first experiment after Jesus spoke to them. On their way to the temple at the hour of prayer, about 3 p.m. The Bible says they saw a certain man at the beautiful gate. And he was begging for alms. And Peter said, look on us. The Bible says he looked, expecting to receive. And he looked at him. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. At what point did he know he had something? Hallelujah. So, because that level of confidence. Please come, sir. Come, take this. You have this, correct? Do you have it? Are you aware of it? Are you aware? Can anybody deceive you that you do not have this? You are aware. These guys seem to have held something solid. This was not trial and error. Is someone understanding me? They seem to have, the Bible says, lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. You can have it. You know it's there. This is not guesswork. He said, I may not have money at this time, but happy are you, because I remember that I have something. And what is that something? He said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, this is what I have that I'm offering you. How can you offer a man? He said, I thought you would say, this is what I have to offer you. I will talk to Caesar for you so that they will help your situation. He said, such as I have. He materialized the name of Jesus. He substantiated it. He said, I have something that can be felt, can be related with. I'm giving you something tangible. Not something in the realm of the spirit. Something you can relate with. And you watch. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And the Bible says the guy just stood and was looking at them. He was wondering what grammar. Yes. Many people teach that he just... No. That's not what the Bible says. Read your Bible very well. The Bible says he was just looking at them. And Peter reached out in the name. And while he lifted him, the Bible says strength came to his ankles. And he, leaping, stood. The man was surprised. He began, what happened? Because if you've been sitting in that position for years, you know the kind of miracle it takes to stand. It's not just strength in your leg. Your bones must widen to accommodate your weight. Hallelujah. In my name, they shall cast out devils. God bless you. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. What is the condition? It must be in my name. It must be, if you take deadly poison, you will die, except it is in his name. In my name. In my name. the mystery of standing in the office of the Christ and functioning in the earth realm in my name. I read this when I studied the books of Kenyon. I didn't quite get it. I thought I got it, but eventually I said, "Kai, God, this thing, what does it mean to function in the name?" The church has taught that it means in Jesus' name, which is wonderful. But then we see Jesus functioning in a name. Some of you looking at me. Jesus never said in the name of someone else, but he walked in the name. He said, "I can of myself do nothing." In other words, look, people, I'm not such a superstar because I laid aside my divinity, but I'm walking in an authority and an office. And every time the demons saw him, they didn't see the person, they saw the office. And he said, "Go." And the that's why when the centurion spoke to him and touched that concept of authority, he looked at him. He said, "In the entire Israel, I've not found a man with this dimension of revelation. For I am a man who has a name." That's what the centurion was saying. "And because of the name of Caesar that I carry and represent, I can tell you to go, and you must go. I can tell you to come, and you must come. Failure to do that, you will be dealt ruthlessly by the government I represent." In other words, it's not my responsibility to defend what I'm telling you. There is an authority that I represent. The Bible says the secret of resisting the devil is, it says, submit to God, comma, resist the devil. Are you getting my point? Because a lot of people have been missing it. And those who will be called sons, who will function in light and power, must catch this revelation that the entire span of your life and dispensing the grace of God will only happen because you are functioning in the name. The anointing will only be at work in your life to the degree to which you had knowledge of the name. Hallelujah. I'm going to be showing you this morning that functioning in the name of Jesus is the mystery we call the communion of the Holy Ghost. Communion of the Holy Ghost. Say after me, "I'll a sign and a wonder." Say it, "I'm a sign and a wonder. The Holy Spirit lives in me to function in the name." In the name. I've tried to pray for a few people, and once in a while I ask them questions. "What did you see when I was praying for you?" I didn't used to do it, but one day God said, "Just ask two or three people. What did you see?" And for every one of those people, all they said they saw was light. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, any sister, come. Anyone, I want to use yours. God bless you. Look at me. If this lady is my daughter, I gave birth to her. Hallelujah. Do you know that regardless of her state, whether she's a baby, a teenager, or an adult, what will be her surname? Please help me. What will be her surname? But does it mean that she will be respected as such? Not necessarily. But does it negate the fact that she's bearing my name? Are you listening to me? If my name is Joshua, what's your name, my dear? Nandi. And they call her Nandi Joshua. Correct? If she steps into a place as a baby, they may not recognize her. But have I disowned her? Did it ever mean? But I can send my PA who does not necessarily bear my surname. But my PA will come and they may give him more access than her. Is that true? Why is that so? This is what we are going to be examining this morning. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people think walking in the name of Jesus is just bearing his surname. And there are so many people that even add Jesus or add some funny Hebrew names behind their names. And they believe and they are convinced that by doing that now, they've now initiated God and forced him into their life. Do you know, God bless you, do you know there are Mexicans that bear Jesus and they are still oppressed? Oh yes, there are Mexicans that bear Jesus. The name Joshua is from the Hebrew Jehoshua. That's the name Jesus. People are still oppressed. People still carry their Bibles and lie down with it. Doesn't make any difference. What does it mean to function in the name? The first thing is, what is a name, right? What is in a name? What is a name? Number one, a name is a means of identification. A name is a means of identification. I want to be so simple this morning because I want everybody to get this thing. Please. A name is a means of identification. A name is your distinguishing identity. So, in a crowd of people, if I say Joseph, everybody cannot stand up because you have a distinguishing identity. Number two, or number three, a name reveals the extent of your power or influence. A name reveals the extent of your power or influence. So if this brother says his name is Good Luck, naturally everybody will look. At least you turn your face back, but you first look. What did you say? Good Luck? A name reveals. Hallelujah. So, when Jesus said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. What he's trying to say is, he's not trying to say in Jesus, by adopting my name. He's saying that there was an office, listen to me, there was an office that was created that I walked upon when I was in the earth realm. I functioned in an office that permitted the possibility of certain things to happen. Hallelujah. And now he is saying that I have left that office vacant. And if ever you can, you will know from today that walking in the name of Jesus is a journey. It's not about claiming it. Hallelujah. Entering, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a tower. The name of the Lord is a what? That means they can enter into it. Is that not what in your Bible? The righteous do what? Enter into the name. And they are soteria. They are healed. They are saved. They are protected. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Whoever can enter into that name will find certain things on account of that new office or that environment. Hallelujah. When Jesus was born, he did not have any name. The Bible says he shall be called Emmanuel. He was never called Emmanuel once because it was a description. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I hope you know his original name was not Jesus. He was just called Jesus because he was an Israeli. If he was in Nigeria, probably would have been called Selman. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It was a description of his assignment. Nothing ever happened in the life of Jesus because he bore the name Jesus? Nothing. Because when he was born, listen, when he was born, the Bible says they wanted to kill him and the angel said they should run away with him, meaning he could die. Are you listening to me? But a time came when he entered into that name. The Bible says they took him to a cliff to kill him. And he walked through them. Even at his death, he was the one who laid his life down. Are you listening to me? Because when the people came to capture him, they said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am he." All of them fell down under the anointing. Every single one of them. If you fall under an anointing, those people are stubborn. You still have the guts to get up and catch the person. He truly gave himself. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Because many people say, "In the name of Jesus." No revelation, no light. And the demons ask you, "By whose authority?" By whose authority? In other words, for everyone that functions, there's something they see in the spirit. You are working in an office. You are working under a jurisdiction that will enforce whatever you decree. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run into it, and there they will find salvation, they will find power, they will find grace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." He said, although he was God, Philippians 2 from verse 5 to 10, although he was God, he did not consider it robbery, but he humbled himself and died, even the death on the cross. Listen. Wherefore God so highly exalted him and did what? Gave him a name. What name again? The name is not Jesus. Jesus was the name that he had when he was born in the earth realm. So what name was given? Are you listening to me? He gave him a name. And the Bible says, at the mention of that name, every knee. So there is a name. It's not what you want. There is an instruction that has been given that should command liberty, should command authority, should bring in the anointing. The Father himself was the one who was responsible for that coronation service. The Bible says that was a coronation service that the psalmist saw. The Lord said to my Lord, hold on, what kind of English is that? The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Are you listening to me? So the Bible says, every knee shall bow, correct? And every tongue shall confess. They will confess that name. What is the name? That this man Jesus is now. That's the name. The name is not Jesus. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that this man Jesus has been given an authority and an office called Lord. That's why the psalmist said, "The Lord said to my Lord." He would have said, "The Lord said to the Lord's son." He said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Hallelujah. You know what it means to be Lord? Right. The word Lord, that's where we get the word landlord and so on and so forth. The word Lord means, number one, owner. I'm so happy about what I'm teaching this morning. Number two, master. Number three, defender. Number four, executor. Just write the definition. Are you writing? What's number one? Owner. Number two. Number three. Number four. So the Bible says, if you acknowledge that the Lordship of Jesus is not just a description but an office. An office that makes anyone who steps into it become a master, become an owner, become an executor, becomes, what's the fourth one? Defender. So he says, whoever is in that office, as far as we are concerned, is no longer the person, is the office. And Jesus said, because of the love that I have for you, I'm going to permit you to move and function from this office. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? To function from this office. To function in this light. To move in this authority. And based on that, in my name, every time you appear before demons, they will stop seeing your face. They will see something. The same way, do you know when you cast out demons, they do not know whether it's Jesus Christ directly or is you. Because if you are going in the name, there is only one reason why demons will flee. Because Jesus is in the scene. Hallelujah. There are cars that don't open till you mention the name of the yoga. Correct? If by any means you have a computer device that records his name and or a way it can identify, will that car open? As far as the car is concerned, it's his yoga that came in. Is that true? If you understand this, you will function in power and light. As simple as this teaching sounds, this is the reason why many people may never really touch authentic authority. Because many people go through the knowledge of their fasting and prayer. Many people go through their labor in the spirit, and there's a place for that. Many people go through all of these things. But every time you begin to respond in the name, in the name, in the name. The second point I want you to note this morning is that there is a personality on earth that encapsulates the power that backs up that office. It's called the Holy Spirit. There is a personality. That's the reason why when you give your life to Christ, it's not really Jesus, the personality, that comes to live in you. He's in heaven. All right? It is the Holy Spirit, the one who backs and responds. He's the one in charge of making sure that office does not become extinct. That's why I like that song that says, thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Why is the Holy Spirit responsible for his work on earth? Your work on earth is done. The Holy Spirit has one ministry. This is the reason why the Holy Spirit conceals his personality, because he's here to back a name. Are you listening to me? Many people have seen the Father or a form of him. Many people have seen Jesus, but only few people have had the opportunity to see the person of the Holy Ghost. I hope you know he has a form. Oh yes, he does. The Holy Spirit has a form. If the Holy Spirit always showed up in his personality, there would have been a sect right now, stemmed out of Christianity. Hallelujah. Personality. The first time I had a man many years ago said the Holy Spirit appeared to him, I said, Oga, you have gone too far. What is this jargon you are talking about? Hallelujah. And then one time I was worshiping in my room and I saw a mist, a literal cloud, form the figure of a man, and he just stood before me. This was not my first time seeing these kinds of things, but this was strange. And suddenly, in less than 3 minutes, I fell asleep. Less than 3 minutes, I fell asleep. Immediately, a man came to me. He was looking exactly like Jesus Christ. Exactly. The only thing, his hands are not pierced. Hallelujah. And he just held me. And we began to walk. And I woke up. The Holy Spirit has a form. Is the Holy Ghost you always talk about? What have you known about him so far? You see the reason why many people this is an apostolic and a charismatic ministry. The move of God is not foreign at all. But see the way you are looking at me. So you imagine many Jews who talk about Holy Spirit. You're the Holy Ghost. What exactly is in your mind when you sing those songs? You just see a bird joining you to dance. You're the Holy Ghost. Scepter of the King of Kings. When you say Jesus, Jesus, you just imagine a person majestic with crown. But when you sing the Holy Spirit, what is in your mind? Oh, you just see fire burning here, another fire burning here, and you say, you're the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a real person and he has a personality. His ministry on the earth is to walk in partnership with believers and enforce everything that is the counsel of heaven. Listen to me. I show you a mystery this morning. The word will never be made manifest in your life until it's done in partnership with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Spirit and the bride together will ask the word to come. It is only the Spirit and the bride. Not the bride alone. The Spirit and the bride will make the word come and become flesh. Hallelujah. And he lives in you. But then he's majestic enough. Except you've had a lot of spiritual experiences, some things do not make sense because we live in a three-dimensional realm. Hallelujah. You cannot understand how someone can be in you and still be around. For instance, the Holy Spirit is in every one of us here, I believe. Yet, the Holy Spirit is in this place, representing the presence of the Father. Hallelujah. It is a character of God that cannot be explained until you are granted access by the Spirit. To have certain encounters that can make these things become real to you. Are you listening to me? And so the Holy Spirit, everybody say the Holy Spirit is the agency, the force, the power that makes the name of Jesus, the office of the Christ, valid today. Please listen to me. I'm showing you something. I'm trying to be as simple as I can. I begged God this morning. I said, Lord, please let everybody understand this and get it. This morning, the goal is not to complicate issues. The goal is to make it as simple because I want everybody to get it. So let me have two people so I can demonstrate something. Sir, you again? Any other gentleman? Yes. Stand behind him. Hold his clothes. Don't tear it. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit made Jesus Christos, the Christ. He brought him into an office. Do you know how powerful the Holy Spirit is? The Holy Spirit turned Jesus, changed him to become a seed and planted him in a woman. That's how powerful the Holy Ghost is. He turned a whole man to become a cell and put him in a woman. Come on now. He's that powerful. Let me tell you, I want to introduce something to you about the name of Jesus this morning. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. He's the first of the Trinity that was made revealed from Scripture. And the darkness hovered around the face of the water. Suddenly we see him show up in the scene because the Father was about to speak. That same power. And the Father said, let there be. And the Holy Ghost moved in that force to bring matter together and make sure that that word did not fall to the ground. The Holy Spirit is so powerful, he can make anything become anything. Anything become anything. Hallelujah. And this is the Spirit that came, not just to be in, but to stand by Jesus Christ. And so every time, let's walk together. Every time Jesus went to a sick person, listen, he was functioning from an office. Who was the power behind him? Are you following me now? When he laid hands, the demons did not just see him. They knew that there was a force. That's why he said, I can of myself do nothing. This is your Jesus talking. I can of myself. In other words, it's not because I am Jesus. There is one. He said, my Father in me. Every time he went to the place of prayer, watch what happened. He turned and he began to relate with this person. He was aware that this was the person who was connecting him to the throne room. Are you listening to me? And every time he would say, what do you want now, Father? And the Holy Ghost would tell him, okay, now I need to drive you to the wilderness. Hold him at the back again. And the Holy Spirit began to push him into the wilderness according to the counsel of the Father. Jesus found himself. Are you listening to me? I'm not alone. He walks with me. He walks with me. When you see an ordinary man, there is a force, there is a government, there is an authority. When you see a native doctor in your village, please come and stand here, sir. Sorry, I'm using you people. God bless you. You will not forget it because you are the one who has been used. You see a woman stand in your village and looks at you and laughs at you and says in the next 3 weeks you will die. She's speaking based, she's functioning in a name. Are you listening to me? Oh, there is an office she's standing in. You are just looking at an ordinary woman, but she looks at you. The next thing, she begins to relate with the office and talk about them and call a man in Europe, and the businessman in Europe just collects visa and flies down and comes to the village and comes to die there according to the word of the woman. Hallelujah. There is nobody on earth that functions normally. Everybody functions in the name of somebody. Illuminati, your Eminem, your name them, all the rich people, Aliko Dangote. There is no human being at any given time you are functioning under a name. At any given time, there is always a force and an office that backs you, and all that you reflect in this realm is the authority you are representing. Hallelujah. And so, this is why the disciples were sad. And look at what Jesus did. When he gathered the 70, he now said, Holy Spirit, I want you not only in me. I know it is not yet time, but momentarily, let's just run this, walk with them. And every one of the 70 people had the Holy Spirit walk with them. And when they went to the demons, they were functioning in a name and they did not know. They just said, in the name of Jesus. Or they, I'm not sure they said in the name of Jesus. The demons saw them. And someone who used to look at them all the time said, what am I seeing? There was an agency. And they all came back rejoicing. And Jesus said, yes, it means it will work. He test ran it on 70 people. He said, this is a sign that when I ascend and release that, every believer can now function in that office. He sent 70 people testing it. Testing it. They were not born again. That's why a handkerchief can come in a name. Are you listening to me? A handkerchief does not have faith. It cannot fast, but it can come in a name. It's a handkerchief and aprons were taken from the body of the apostles. Handkerchiefs and aprons. Handkerchiefs, come. Come and hold this handkerchief. Handkerchiefs and aprons. I come in a name. Hold it. Handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from the body of the apostles. Now watch this, everybody. Handkerchiefs and aprons. I come in a name. Handkerchiefs and aprons. This handkerchief does not have faith. This handkerchief cannot hear. This handkerchief cannot hear, but you come in a name. It's an office. Handkerchiefs and aprons. Responding to an office. Not a person. Not a person. Get what I'm teaching you. He said, in my name, in this office, with the Holy Ghost standing backing you, you shall cast out devils. In that name, you shall ask. When you fast in the name, you will be built. When you fast alone, you have wasted your time. In my name. This is what turns an ordinary person. The Bible says that Saul left his father's. He went to look for his father's donkey. Saul, the son of Kish. When he met the prophet and they anointed him, what happened? The Bible says he suddenly turned. And that authority, do you know the Holy Spirit can change your physical configuration to meet whatever it is that you need to do? The Bible says Saul entered a band of prophets. Suddenly he began to prophesy. And they looked and they said, is Saul also one of the prophets? When the Holy Ghost takes a hold of your life, listen to me. We're talking about the manifestation of sons. When the Holy Ghost takes a hold of your life, you begin to function in an office. Are you listening to me? He is a real person. He is a real person. Every time you commune with him, the word communion means common union. You have come into oneness. Oneness, inseparable with the Holy Ghost. Wherever you go, his glorious presence is an office. Whether you are on jeans, whether you are on suit, the communion of the Holy Ghost. Whatever will not respect you will respect the government that backs you. Communion. And it so happens, listen, that the more you walk in the consciousness of this name, the more you permit the reality of this personality to find expression through you. This is why what is possible for Sister A may not be possible for Sister B. It is not necessarily because there is no power or the office needs to be more powerful. It is the vessel. Are you listening to me? Jesus tested it, sorry sir, and it worked. Why is it not working in our generation? Why is it just working for a few people? Hallelujah. Why do we have such a powerless, beggarly church? He is called the fountain of wisdom. The Holy Ghost speaks to people. Today we teach on all kinds of conferences about hearing the Holy Spirit. It's a terrible thing. Because nobody teaches about hearing demons. And demons have been speaking to many people. Someone comes on stage and says, and the devil was telling me to stop. And he never confirmed if he was Satan or not. Watch this guy. cancer begins to come out of this body, and we are not surprised where the molecules came together from to start forming it. But when it disappears, we just say, this man, the way he's doing it, see, I've been suspecting since. There is a personality. He has a hold on time and matter. He can crystallize it. He can disintegrate it. He owns the power of creation. This is the highest parliament in the backing of heaven. Every planet, every galaxy submits to the authority of this personality. And he gave him to the church to walk with you. Every time you pray in the Holy Ghost, you permit the outflow, the walking of his presence. Your flesh may be weak, but what you are telling him is, hold me, let's go together. This is what Jesus did in the morning, and he started going from city to city, subduing powers, subduing territories, without permission, without media aid, without protocol officers, without advertisement. Paul also, like him, held on to this person, started shaking Asia Minor. He moved around Mesopotamia, Ephesus, Philippi. He started subduing these kingdoms. Like you, if you can allow him, you will subdue Nigeria, Kaduna, Africa. This is what I call going in the name. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The one who backs the office of the Christ. He was called Jesus, the Son of David, but later his name was changed to Jesus Christ. And when you study the progression of Paul towards the end of his writing, he began to call him Christ Jesus. It was a revelation. Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. The Holy Ghost was the fourth man who appeared in the fire. It wasn't Jesus. He had not appeared in any form physically to men. He was the one that Moses saw as the burning bush. Do you know what the Holy Ghost can make out of your life? Do you know that you have the backing of heaven? The psalmist understood this and he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou, who is the thou? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the midst of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Listen, there is no anointing outside of the person of the Holy Spirit. It is first your communion. You can come to a point where not only is the Holy Spirit in you, he becomes an atmosphere that you function in. And the Bible says, as many who allow themselves to be submerged, baptizo, come into that atmosphere, an identity will be given to them and men will call them sons of God. Blow the shofar's heart. As many who will allow themselves to come under this prophetic alignment, under the name, under the name, under the name, as many who will come under his governing influence, he can take hold of your voice, take hold of your hands, take hold of your mortal body. I'm telling you, he can change it. He can anoint it. Empower it. Make you a sign. Make you a wonder. He did it to Jesus. He did it to Paul. He did it to Peter. The 70 came back rejoicing. Even the devils. Is the authority that backs the church. The authority that backs the church.
the power, the force, the answer to the name of Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Alamasya na 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 na. When the Holy Ghost takes over your life, when he takes over your life, suddenly you are open to God's own atmosphere. That's what brings faith in your spirit. The Bible calls it the spirit of faith. Higher. The spirit. He can mantle your life in such a way and a manner that every time you speak, you speak from his realm. Every time you talk, when you walk, it's an outflow, it's an outworking. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Listen. So it becomes for everyone who wants to be relevant in the program of God to come not only to knowledge but common union. I call it koinonia with this personality. With this personality called the Holy Ghost. And so he moves. He's not just a dove. He backs that office. He's the one who makes a man become like a lord. The Bible says they saw the apostles and said, the gods have come to us. The gods. They called a man a god because there was a personality. He answers to the name. He answers to the name. When he becomes your best friend, suddenly, as you begin to walk with him, the first thing that happens to you is that your organs of interaction in the realm of the spirit suddenly begin to open up. Listen, please sit down for a while. We're not stopping. We know only 5 senses in this realm. Hallelujah. Our sense of sight, taste, smelling, what else again? But in the realm of the spirit, there are many organs of interacting with that realm. Are you listening to me? It so happens that when it comes to your body, there are some senses that cannot function in your body. This is why you have sensations you cannot explain. They are realities in the spirit. So when they are about to be communicated in this earth realm, there is no organ that has been designed to communicate them. So that's why sometimes you feel heat and cold on your hands. It's an explanation of realities in the spirit. Hallelujah. In the realm of the spirit, if I am to try to know this metallic content, when I hold it, you will suddenly have the feeling of becoming the metal. And then you will know everything you want to know about it. This is why in the realm of the spirit, the only personality that is land in the realm of the spirit is God himself. If I see you in the spirit, I will know everything about you, even if we've never met. Have you ever seen someone that you look and say, Kai, I cannot describe, but I know this guy. We have met somewhere. It's called knowing people by the Spirit. It's an example. It's an interaction. Have you gone to a place where you step here and you know that I've been in this place? I've been there. They call it deja vu. That's garbage. Spiritual activities. Hallelujah. Your communion. Paul prayed a prayer. He said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you explore the writings of Paul, you understand that he was talking about the same thing in three different ways. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Let it remain with you if you want to keep functioning in that name. Let it remain with you. The secret of authentic spiritual power is functioning in the name. Communion with the Holy Ghost. Communion with the Holy Ghost. And now when I talk of communion, many of you just think, baba, baba, shada. That is one of several aspects of communion. We have so many believers that just think their utterances is all it takes for communion. This is why we are short-circuiting ourselves. And so you have great believers with very big hand but small body, because they do not understand the multifaceted dimensions that are obtained in communion. Communion is not just about praying. Communion is about exposing yourself to the atmosphere of heaven. Exposing yourself. Exposing yourself to the atmosphere of heaven. Hallelujah. There are times you come into his presence, and when you have planned to just come, bah, 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 God will say, this is not my business with you today. Just sit down. See, there are certain levels of revelation you only get when you are still. He said, be still and you will know that he is God. You don't get it just by moving around. You don't even get it just by opening your Bible. Be still. In that stillness, spiritual activities begin to happen to you. You may not be able to explain them, but there is a fragrance of his glory. Suddenly, wisdom is imparted to you. Suddenly, faith. You sit down, and after a while, you just get up and you now sense the urge to pray. Suddenly, you begin to pray, and your prayer is with direction. Your prayer is with grace. Sometimes you can just play worship and lie down, and in your dream the worship is still on, exactly as it is physically. You are coming to a level where your spirit is beginning to cooperate with this body. You wake up, and where you stopped in your dream, you are continuing in the worship in this realm. Exposing yourself to the atmosphere of the heavens. It's an intercourse with the Spirit. When that happens, every time you begin to walk, let me tell you something. I believe in praying and preparing, but this kind of Christianity that you must steer the waters like generator, and so you start and then prime it before you bless people, is going to lead the church into trouble. About 80% of the miracles Jesus did, only few of them were brought to his meetings. He was walking on the street. Suddenly, he saw a widow at Nain, crying with the son, and he said, what's wrong? Let me see this child. He raised him back to life, and he continued moving. This is not an atmosphere that is fired up just in the place of prayer. It is an atmosphere you live with. So you are lying down and a sick person passes you. It's just your body that is sleeping. Your spirit is well alive and interacting with the heavenlies. Like Pastor said, that someone came, I think one of the pastors came to lie down on his bed. Do you know this atmosphere can be deposited? Like a virus. Oh, this is what infiltrating systems are. So you step into a place and you come in with that atmosphere. The angels don't just respond to personalities alone. They respond to unctions and anointings. There are angels that have been assigned to certain types of atmospheres. Any day they see it, it attracts them. It doesn't matter who is carrying it. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? That's why the Bible says every time the water is stirred, an angel comes to stir the water. Why the angel stirs the water, we do not know. Why is he not stirring other waters around? Probably if we study, we'll find out that something happened at that location that keeps bringing that angel back again. Angels don't go up and come down for nothing. Something attracts them. Hallelujah. This morning, I trust that God will bring us into that place where, number one, we understand that all that we will ever do in life is on account of the authority that backs us. You must get this. If you get this, there's nothing called impossible in your life. Because every time you look at yourself, God will say, look beyond you. And you suddenly see that there is a solid personality who is never scratching his head wondering what to do. I saw the way this lady has been confident throughout yesterday. You know why? Because of the authorities that back her. Hallelujah. So as smiling, she dropped something there, ran back very happy. When her father was interceding here yesterday, she came and joined him, smiling, happy, not even thinking and wondering what it is that anybody will say or do. Do you know the authority that backs you? Don't you ever go and meet Pharaoh if you have not met the burning bush. You would die for nothing. This is the problem with many zealous Christians. They just get up and read in their Bible, add New Testament, add Amplified, gather their ministry regalia, off they go. And life will whip them back to obedience. Whip them back to obedience. Never step out until you have the full consciousness. I told God this. I said, Lord, you must not only give me the awareness of your presence, but I don't know how you are going to make the revelation in me, but help me know you are near. That's the song that he sang. Help me know you are near. You see, right now when you start singing some songs, you'll find out that you've not been meditating on them. You've just been singing choruses. Hallelujah. That's the reason why sometimes when you are worshiping, God will shut your mouth. You say, don't sing. Just hear the words. Your spirit is picking up the signal. It's becoming spirit and life to you. Then later you will join in the worship. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. This conference is not meant for you just to get excited and get happy and feel spiritual. And after 2 weeks, you reduce back. Do you know that the doors that stand as limits over your life, you can open them if you come in the name? Do you know that the challenges that people face in ministry can be subdued in the name through the greatness of thy power? There are many challenges that pastors, this is the minister's conference. Finance, number one challenge of ministry. Hallelujah. And different things. Oh, I need a sound person. Where will he come from? I need a good graphic designer. Where will he come from? Do you not know that life is spiritual? You look at certain people and it looks like it's just the best of everything that gets attracted to them. It doesn't happen by magic. There are spiritual principles. Please get this. Hallelujah. For you come in the name. And you never, listen, I'm not done with this teaching, no. Don't get up and run out because it's incomplete. God made it in such a way that the only person he really trusts is not you, is the Holy Spirit. Because he has made his survey and he said the heart of man is desperately wicked. So the only degree to which God can trust you is the degree to which you trust the Holy Spirit. The more you trust the Holy Spirit, see, God loves everybody, but he doesn't trust everybody. Oh, write it. I'll prove it to you from scripture.
God loves everybody, but he doesn't trust everybody. It takes an experiential dealing. He watches the way you respond to his spirit, and it tells him how much you will be able to trust him. Abraham, take now thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, and go and offer him upon a mount that I will show you. Abraham gets up when? Early in the morning. Is that not a sign of obedience? He goes with his servants. When he gets to the base of the mountain, he tells them, all right guys, wait here, I'll go up. God was still watching. He didn't trust Abraham. Abraham would have changed his mind. Isaac says, I see the wood, I see the fire, where is the lamb? He said, Jehovah Jireh. Let's keep going. When he dropped his son, and the son was saying, Father, you are going to kill me. He said, son, there is a government I must respect, but I need to do this. When he set the son on fire, God was still not convinced. He would have changed his mind. The Bible in Romans 4 begins to tell us the contemplations in Abraham's heart, that Abraham had already concluded that I will just burn this child and kill him. God is able to bring him back to life. The Bible says even when Abraham brought out the sword, God was still not convinced. It was when he was about to bring it, he said, stop for now. Now, not when you left your house. Now I know that thou fearest me. Therefore, I swear that in blessing, I will bless you. Many of us think because you gave a small seed or you fasted for 40 days is enough to convince God that you are usable. You are joking. It takes a journey. A journey. He will scan you like a scanning machine, to and fro, until you learn to trust his spirit. He said, how can you trust your brother? How can you trust God that you have not seen when you cannot trust your brother? It's a mystery. He wasn't just talking about physical brother. If you cannot trust the personality that is here with you, how will you claim to trust God? Do you trust the Holy Spirit? Do you trust? Do you trust that he's able to take you to that mountain of revelation where you and sickness will part way forever? This is not just claiming. There is such a realm. The only challenge is that those who taught it didn't teach us how to get into that realm. Because in sincerity, they too have not got into the realm. They were only talking church and doing garbage. They just knew. See, when you have theory without the experience to back it, you will deceive people. Every time you catch a revelation, if you wait further with God, you will become the first guinea pig of that revelation. And when it works for you, that becomes the depth of your conviction as you speak it. He said, that which we have seen, that which we have heard, that which our hands handled, what you have handled, there's no contention again. Several people in the body of Christ have not handled certain substances of truth. Hallelujah. That is the reason why many of them, listen, that is the reason why many of them talk on stage without a performance. They talk about the Holy Spirit, yet even to get people filled with the Holy Spirit, they keep acting drama on stage there. Now they said he's their friend. Say he's my friend. I never preach any experience. I never preach anything I have not contended for experience to demonstrate it. This is what this was one of my findings as I began to study certain revivals. I found out that those people stayed with God enough to have experiences for their revelations. No matter how crazy a man's revelation is, if he can prove it, someone will believe it. Hallelujah. That's why someone can come and say, on your eyes. And the person says, which kind of nonsense is this? But when the person gets up from the wheelchair, you start seeing everybody doing it. They say, are you listening to me? That's what is happening in the body of Christ. So from water to oil to handkerchief, what is the latest one now? Huh? Sand. And what? Biros. Salt. Many people who, see, those who began these things, it was a dimension that obtained in God. There are some revelations that God gives you for your personal work, not for ministry.
You must separate between your unique experiential dealings with God. If I begin to tell you my personal walk with God and some of the crazy things I've done, there was a time I was praying for 3 days and the Lord told me to strip myself naked from head to toe. Are you listening to me? Now, by the time you gather a movement and say, King's Glory, for evening session, wear your regalia so that nobody will laugh at you. Once you get here, there is a prophetic act of divine God. This is the madness that is happening around. So someone takes his unique experience and begins to say it is applicable. And that's what happened to Yonggi Cho. Are you listening to me? God gave him a revelation of self-fellowship as a model. And a lot of people, Americans, methodical people, they carried it and many Nigerians embraced it. What happened? Many people's churches have divided into two because of home self-fellowship. Listen, you cannot use methods to work with God. It must be a unique dealing with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I went to do an impartation one day somewhere, and before I knew it, the Jew said, hold on. I said, what is it? He went and they brought one kind of, have you seen it? One Israeli anointing oil that has cross. He brought it, he said, use this one. I said, why? He said, this one, something, prophetic something had been done around. I said, what is the meaning of all this nonsense? They brought anointing oil. He delayed us for over 15 minutes. He said, they must go and bring. I said, why? What is the revelation behind it? He said, someone prayed that whether blue air inside or all this guy. See, when you know God, you will know what is not God. It doesn't mean the person is fake. It just tells you where he stopped in the journey in the spirit. Hallelujah. Don't adopt things you don't have a revelation for. You will mislead the body of Christ, no matter how common it is. One day I saw someone, he said he's going to hold communion service. I said, talk to me about communion. Say, I beg, please, I should not start all this kind of mind. I said, what? Talk to me about communion. You want to administer communion for the people. Why? He said his mentor does communion. And he was taught. I said, is that the reason? You will receive a rude shock. You see why someone can do something somewhere. You come and do it in your church and everybody is looking at you. You stand there stupefied and embarrassed because the heaven does not respond to you that same way. It must come from a depth of revelation. That's why I thank God for ministries that maintain focus based on what God is telling them. Hallelujah. I was talking with a man of God one day, and anytime he's talking and people come close to him, the people there will stand up. So one day I said, sorry, just to be inquisitive, what's the revelation? Is it honor or what is it? And they said the man told, they discussed in their workers' meeting, that the moment he comes, people should stand up. Uh-huh. Even if he goes back and comes back, stand up. You would know, you are members, you came from your homes. But these ones who are the workers, they have already indoctrinated them in a lot of satanic things. There's nothing wrong if it's a symbol of honor. If you don't give people revelations behind anything, it will become witchcraft with time. Are you getting something? Everything you are doing must be a product of solid revelation. Sons are those who walk with the Spirit. Sons are those who have learned to examine everything, bring on everything under divine scrutiny. That a thing is common does not mean that's what God is doing. Right now we have a copy and paste church. Copy everything and paste. Copy everything and paste. When I was in Port Harcourt, a man of God went for the first time to UK, spent 3 weeks there. The day he came back, I saw that his dressing had changed. He just came and he said everybody should, he said he went there and they gave him £3,000 or £4,000 as honorarium. He said, you people don't know how much I'm worth in this church. There, they are treating me well. He said, Is it 30 or 31 people should stand up who will commit themselves to be sowing into his life every day for the end of that year? He said, you won't keep quiet again. His eyes has opened. I say, you see, he has eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because, see, sometimes, listen, this is why sometimes God conceals your true worth from you to keep you faithful as a student. That's why some people, you are the office, you are the embassy, the Holy Spirit, not demons, will send you back. Because if you ever come out and see that such a reality exists, you say, right here in this place, you will give me water. I went there, was a jeep, they carry me right now. A jeep must come out of this church in the next 2 weeks. I'm ready to enter my real prophetic status. I always knew that something was covering the real me. May God deliver the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. There are several men of God. They come back from South Africa or UK, they have changed. Because a new level of reality. You know, you are here, you are praying. Afterwards, everybody comes to hug you. Now you go there and people are trying to touch you. And you come back and say, such life. You have tasted of the king's meat. You tell your wife, honey, from today we are real geos. Nothing called servant of God. We are geos. We are being cheated here, whereas other people are flying. Someone who wanted to sow a seed to you, you say, wait, let me hear from God. You say, now? When I was a child, I spoke, now. I've been robbing myself. Sons are those who bring everything under divine scrutiny and divine judgment. Everybody comes with every kind of fat seed right now and says, sir, and you say it is well. Even when God reveals to you where the money came from, say it is well. Why? Because if you offend that man and he leaves your church, hunger will whip you to organize an apology conference where you come and say, you see, the way God works with us is progressive, and there are times. The Bible is a prophetic book. You can make it speak any language you want. You can say, so love, when you offend people, for instance, if God has directed you to sow in this ministry and you were angry and you went, what do you do? Don't you have love and the man? Do what God has asked you to do. That's the title of my message. But do you know that these things are going to come under judgment? Oh yes, it will happen. So while you are laughing, make sure you allow the Lord to search your heart this morning. Because there are some of us, this is the model of ministry you already see. And you are happy and excited. Hallelujah. Especially on many of our campuses. Oh, you go and see young ministers. You just touch three people, they fall and you see PA. One beautiful lady, they look, scan through, whether prophetically or physically, they scan through. While you are preaching, you just stand from this plane and you point to the choir and you see that lady. And you come, you see, all these prophetic things, stupidity under prophetic things. And many people become gullible. You just say, you, stand up. And you see, the guy wears serious face as if he has overcome loss. Stand up! Speaking by the unction or the office of this and that. And you don't even know it's somebody's wife. You say, God said you will get a husband. The woman is there wondering. Her husband is at the back. Say, what are you saying? Come out from among her. Step into this new government where you walk with precision, you walk with accuracy, you walk with understanding. Hallelujah. I met a friend who said that I should contribute money to a project they want to do in their ministry. I said, what's the project? He said they want to carry all their leaders to Israel. I said, for pilgrimage or something. And they said someone told them that they were going to go and all of them will have the opportunity to
pray in the tomb of Jesus. He said, please get out of here with all these kinds of... Now he will come back with that experience and a snapshot and paste it above the church. Correct? Prophetic experience from Israel. Do you know in that same tomb, demons can enter you? Many people have come. See, this is a minister's conference and today is my last session. So let me have the liberty to say a few things. Hallelujah. The Lord began to reveal to me three classes of error in the body of Christ and in the church in Nigeria. Please listen very carefully. Number one error is those who are outright devils. They are not born again. They were never called of God. Regardless of whether they are wearing agbada or wearing what, they came from the pit of hell. Right now, native doctors are not in your village again. It's not lucrative again. Hallelujah. And so, according to the freedom that Nigeria gives for heterogeneous religions, they come up and set up any platform they want. And once there's a supernatural manifestation, people will certainly come. Because people are in real problems. That's why I tell people this grammar ministry will land people in trouble very soon. They will come to your church wearing suit. They will remove it and wear jeans and go to a herbalist in the evening when they really need help. When they want to feel like white men, they will come to your church and sit down and enjoy the glamour. But when there's trouble, they know where to run to. So number one, outright witches and wizards, gaining grounds, doing a lot of things. They talk like God, they preach like God, but they are not God. Now listen, those kinds are not plenty in Nigeria. Let me tell you the truth. They are not plenty in Nigeria. Number two, and this is where I want all of us to listen. Those who were genuinely called, they are genuinely born again. They have a track record. But because the experiential dealings of the spirit to get to a place of power takes time, they started mixing their wine with oil. I mean their oil with water. Are you listening to me? So someone told them that, look, there are certain prophetic activities that can reduce this your journey. Right now there are all kinds of messages, spiritual shortcuts. Somebody comes and says there is a path in the spirit that you can navigate. By some prophetic activities, we have found out that a possibility exists to pull down certain prophetic realms. Say, I'm entering today. And people say, I'm entering today. They say, we are angry. It has been paining us. We like this kind of preacher. The Bible says the people want it so. So, that language of process is being strangled out of the church because we're in a jet age. And Satan is hyping everyone. Glow says, rule your world. You are in charge of your world. Tap into your innate mind and there is an intellectual power. Tap into your mind and there is one force, this and that. We even teach it and do all kinds of things. And so the person is born again, he's called of God, but he begins to open up himself to strange spirits. Are you listening to me? And suddenly he goes to meet his mentor or papa or whatever, and then they now do some prophetic. Now every activity is prophetic. Remove your clothes, stand outside by 1 hour, look at the star, the last one that is coming out, say amen 3 times. After that, drink 1 yellow water, carry something, put it in your pocket, wake up in the morning. Suddenly, in this Kaduna, years ago I heard about a news, confirmed, that a man of God, there was one prophetic oil they gave him from wherever. It always comes from somewhere. But we still don't know the place. But we know it comes from somewhere. Hallelujah. And he rubs it on his hand in the morning. When he steps into the building, you come and see the manifestation in his church. Yes. And so one day, it so happened that they run... they start their first service by 7 or so. And then because it was early in the morning, you know, sometimes if you are a worker in church, by 5 in that kind of service, you have to be in church. So you cannot afford maybe to take your bath that morning. And so his assistant, hallelujah, came and the geo told him, go to my house, the cupboard, whatever, and
bring the oil. So when the guy went, is it not anointing oil? The guy just looked at his hand. Kai, dry season. Let me not embarrass myself. They taught us to be good people as leaders. True story. Rubbed it on his hand. When the assistant Joe stepped into the church, he suddenly saw people crying and manifesting and moving, and the Jew looked at him and said, "You touched that oil, Abby." I was passing Abuja one day and I saw the caption of one program. He said, "It's not the oil, but the hand that holds the oil that matters." I said, "What is this? Where are we going with all this nonsense? It's not the oil, but the hand that holds the oil that matters." You know two ministers are fighting. You just know that two people are fighting and they are communicating their anger. "I am coming back to be more than you." This is a ministers' conference. That's why I can teach this, because I want us to come out from among them. So that you do not mimic what they are doing and call the manifestations of sons, because that is not it. Hallelujah. My friend called me recently and he told me that there was an arrangement that was done in a church, and they said that someone was supposed to come in a wheelchair. So the plan was that the Geo, okay, the man of God, the invited guest, he has been looking down the Geo, so he wanted to disgrace him through that convention. Hallelujah. Was a prophetic convention. So they brought one guy that they negotiated properly with him, and he sat down. So the goal was that the miracle worker, now the invited man of God, will come. This thing sounds like magic, Abi, but it's happening. So he was supposed to try and raise him. Then the man who refused, "I'm not standing up, oh, my legs are weak." The guy would try, so it would disgrace him. Then later the Jew would just get up, you know, "Hey!" and come and say, "Mr. Man, God just spoke to me, stand up." Then he will stand up. You know, members of many churches, except God helps them, they are wicked. They are the ones that join the head of pastors together, because they carry reports after convention and say, "Man, this guy has backslided. This one has entered a new realm." So they begin to put pressure on men of God. So, this is somebody that is supposed to be, from what I gathered, crippled from birth. Huh? The man of God came to try to do everything and it didn't work. So he did one or two things and went and sat down, feeling very embarrassed because he made a lot of noise. Then later the Geo just got up, laid his hands on the person and got the person up. The person just got up. The church was shouting. They just said, the guy started dancing. This was the name of this latest, this one, all those funny dance that people do. The guy was dancing it with such expertise. Oh God, somebody who has been crippled from birth. Members started saying, "Mr. Man, which part of the story have you not told us?" The guy forgot the euphoria. You see, Satan will always leave his signature somewhere in the equation. Oh, members spoke. They said, "Come on now, we are not children. Don't deceive us with this thing." Dance was marching to the altar. You know, you come and testify here. And so he started dancing, climbed the altar from bed. If that is our concept of the manifestation of sons, because I need to balance this. Now that I'm saying manifestation of sons, people are just thinking signs and wonders. Satan has also created another error, because he knows sons are entering into that dimension. This is why I'm bringing this as a prophetic message. I'm not teaching you to be critical. I'm teaching you to walk in communion so you can discern. Because when Moses threw his rod, it became a serpent. Pharaoh threw his own too, it became a serpent. You don't judge by physical appearances. I saw one Jew on TV, and the guy was speaking, and he said, "Me, I'm not proud, though. I'm a very humble man." And truly, when I looked at his life, I found that he was humble. Have you ever seen that kind of thing? In all sincerity. I even wanted to tune up the channel, and the Lord told me, "Watch this guy." at the guy if he speaks on stage. He said, you know, very funny man. When people get you, say, see, I said it. Don't play with me. And truly, the guy is not arrogant. In all sincerity. Genuine, he loves God and is not arrogant. I'm sure many of you are surprised right now. Because many of us who do those pious things, it's just stage drama. Right now, men of God act films, they act everything. So it's not unusual. Hallelujah. For us to be good actors. Thank you, Jesus. So the manifestation of sons is not just the display of works. The spirit that is responsible must be judged. Hallelujah. The spirit that is responsible. That's the second category of people. There are many of them in Nigeria. Port Harcourt, Abuja, Lagos, Warri. Warri. My Warri again. Remember my story. They can see anything. Once you look at their eyes, they will see. I went to minister in a church one time in Port Harcourt. The geo doesn't come out. Stays in his office. He's a prophet. When you finish the normal service, then the PO now tell him, Papa, it's time. Then he'll come out. Once he comes out, he start clashing the drums. I mean it. Clashing the drums. See the guy dancing. That day, I came, guest minister. Packaged myself, prayed, fasted. Said, Lord, you must change your people. When I got into the church, I sat down. I saw one big seat looking like a throne. No one sat on it. You know, where you see things, you just mind your business and come and do what God has asked you to do. Do you know when I climbed up the stage? That's why sometimes visions look like a disadvantage. Because immediately I climbed, I saw more people in the church than I was seeing physically. I said, Lord, what is the meaning of this thing? Are you listening to me? Physically, I was seeing maybe a crowd like this. But when the Lord opened my eyes, I was seeing thousands of people. I said, what in the world is this? That was the first thing. I just knew that I came here for serious business. They didn't know the kind of songs we sing here. So I tried to find a song that they were. I sang, it is time for the new anointing. It was as if an angel moved from one end to another end. There was a roar of manifestation of demons. You know, this kind of thing is disturbing. The Jew opened his door and peeped from his office and close it back. I saw it. True life story. When I finished everything, it was mighty because they sent me the message that I'm supposed to preach. They said I should preach on vow and people not paying their vow. I said, me, I fasted for how many days? The Lord told me to come and stir the spirit of holiness. That morning, they sent me a text and then they sent what they want. I'm serious. That the people don't pay their vow, they did this and that, so I should enforce it. You met the wrong person. I've seen Jesus Christ. I had a strict father growing up. So two experiences that make me not to fear human beings. When I got there and I started ministering, I wasn't even talking anything around money. And I noticed there was dissatisfaction from the face, the minister's role. Hallelujah. You could see that. Who is this guy again? Coming all these northern people. When I started ministering, you know, the ministration was on. God did great things. I was done. Almost all the ministers in the men of God's table, they are men of God's table. You come and see them, pastor, as if they brought them out of shrines. All kinds of demonic manifestations. The pastor's wife was eyeing me. She was embarrassed. Oh, because her, I shook your whatever. She swept the floor of that church in the presence of their members.
So the geo just came out. When he came out, the first thing he did was he just came straight to me and he hugged me. Ah! I just sensed a strange spirit. Strange spirit. And then he looked. When he climbed the stage, he started singing a song. And what he was saying was, lai, lai, ilala. It was true. This thing I'm telling you, was singing it in a song. I was looking at this guy. And then he said, while I was preaching, that the Lord told him that I'm like a river from his mind. I'll say, it doesn't matter. You are still false. That's what I was saying in my mind. You know, when Satan meets something that is of God, he will try to gain partnership. Remember in the book of Acts, I said, this guy is not my friend though. You are not my friend. Don't say it so that the members one day will say, oh, okay, you are friends. No, you are not my friend. It was a strange spirit. This guy did some magical things on stage. See, that's why I told people, if you see why I'm balancing this manifestation, we are going to pray, and I know what God will do in this place. And some of you are not members of this ministry. You're going to leave and go and meet somewhere. So you see rods, different rods, and you just say, after all, they said it's a season of manifestation. Hallelujah. This guy sat down, and the next thing he called one big man in his church. He said, come and sit down on the floor. This is what I'm saying in the spirit. I said, if this were my father, come on now. The man sat down. He asked ladies to bring their veil. They tied this man. He said, this is what he's seeing in the spirit. They tied this man. I said, Lord, what am I doing here? I hope they are not recording this in on video. Then they tied someone else to the wall. I mean it. God is my witness. Later on, he said, now all the ministers should come and surround this. I said, fa, 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 fa. I didn't go. I sat down there. Because you interact with spirits and carry oils, you think it's a new level. I'm explaining to you this second dimension of people. I'm not just telling you stories. To tell you that there are many people. That's why revisiting the throne room is a matter of life and death. Because I am telling you, many innocent people are carrying spirits that are not of the Christ. They thought it was a new level. You see meetings, greater dimension. A man comes. And they loosened that man. Already the pastorate were angry. The church members were already confused. They didn't know why they fell. They didn't know why I was not cooperating with their geo. So there was already chaos in the church. I knew I wasn't going to come back again. There are some places when you go, you know that what you have done there, you are certainly not coming back again. And then they asked the man to bring a chair like this. The PA held the chair. And they were fighting. Because the man told him everything about him. He said he was supposed to sit down in a position. He said, now we're going to kill the person in that position and put you. They held the chair. You are doing as if you are not seeing it. Have you not gone for some of those conferences? They held the chair, and when they were fighting to collect it, the chair broke. He said, this is exactly what would have happened in your life. There is no way that chair would have broken ordinarily by human strength. Are you listening to me? Many of you don't know the magic that is going on in the body of Christ. So the first manifestation of sons is to take away Babylon. The first is not to begin to invade systems. It wouldn't have been necessary, but now it has become necessary. I'm revealing to you the prophetic blueprint of how the invasion will be. It will start from the house of God. There will be the rising of the true church that will counter the spirit of the world. Then we can now use that as a template to invade the systems. Because there's trouble in the body of Christ. If we don't, they will join us and we'll all be called the army. This is the confusion that is happening right now. The army. Hallelujah. And then they gather everybody and they bring hungry. You can imagine these kinds of people. You see why it's good for the members of your ministry to be matured. Imagine someone like that comes. Of course, I know that the ministers pray to pick men of God. But you imagine, pastor, that a church that already has hunger ready-made
for such kind of people. They just say, come and kneel down here.
Line up!
Bring the oil. As they touch your head, suddenly, you go back home and find out that you can see the name of everybody on his head. You say, what strange realm is this? You touch someone on a wheelchair and raise the person up. Next thing, a voice begins to tell you, go and open up ministry. And you say, yes, Holy Spirit. You have carried a strange spirit. The only hope of getting out of this error is the secret place. In your presence, that is where. Do you notice these kinds of people? They don't pray, they don't fellowship, but the power upon their life is constant. They don't pray in tongues. They are not. It's not a derivative of an encounter with God. But at every time, they are seated in a realm. Take note of it. So that when you see a man of God, this is why I like it that the ministers pray around. They pray with you, you watch them pray. If he's fasting, you fast together. There are many ministries that they put prayers, fellowships, program, Bible study, the geo does not come. Only time for power. He shows up, shares everything he can share, and moves with a depth of power. You know this person does not even know the Holy Spirit. Genuine men of God, called of God. And then because of this, be careful what you call ministerial associations. Because the Lord opened my eyes, and I shared this somewhere, because I saw many spirits being released in the earth. And the way, just like people get blessed by association, there are all kinds of ministerial associations. People just enter, you don't know anybody from nowhere. You just see him in one day, you've told him everything about your life and your ministry, and you have said you must come and minister in my church. Don't get too familiar. The Holy Ghost is the truest person to help us. At every given time, the Holy Ghost must be the person to help you. A music artist like my brother comes to sit down with keyboard and suddenly plays a wonderful medley. And after that, all the church members begin to sleep around in uncontrolled ways. Brought spirits into the church in the name of melody. You listen to Yanni's songs and you will know that the unction behind this song is not of this realm. It can make you do anything. It can make you happy. It can make you relax. It can make you whatever. That's why a music person will go and sit down day and night, listening to every kind of song and carrying different spirits. And he comes out intoxicated by those spirits and sits on the keyboard and lays his hand. In our ministry, we are very serious about our worship team. I'm the minister that supervises our worship team myself. Because I know Satan was the archangel in charge of worship. The sounds that are produced move through the air. And it can trap people. When God deals with you and gives you authentic power, you will know. And then because his signature follows everything that comes from him. This thing I'm sharing, take it seriously. And then, the third category of people are sons in the gospel and members of ministries that are not serious with God. Please listen. Those ones are innocent and they just want more. They've not come to a point where they have discernment. So anything that looks like God, they run. Are you listening to me? And then they come to a meeting. One time, Sam Hinz, Benny Hinz's brother, someone came to minister to the pastors to lay hands on them. And when he stood, Sam Hinz saw a big demon behind the person. And it was written, gay spirit. And the man came to lay hands on Benny Hinn's brother. He held his hands. He said, no way. You won't lay those hands on me. Have you not seen men of God that start well, but the moment they join some association, they do not even know when? The same thing. See, the proof that you are missing it is that you begin, the emphasis of your messages begins to water down. The strategy that Satan uses to destroy a man of God is to make him a victim of his message. So if you teach on purity and godliness and holiness, you watch out. Because the moment you become a victim of your message, you no longer can have the confidence to preach it. So for me, the presence of the Holy Spirit is a matter of life and death. And do you know, the first spirit that precedes the manifestations of all these things is pride. Write it. Write it. If there is humility, chokes the presence of the devil in an atmosphere. Go and read Final Quest. It was the last spirit that Rejoiner spoke about. Humility is very difficult for Satan to permeate a ministry that maintains a posture of humility, especially when it starts from their overseer. It's impossible. Because whenever there is the spirit of meekness, there is revelation. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Hallelujah. What blessing are you going to become to the world around you after this conference? Will you get up with great discernment, or will you just criticize people and say, hey, now I know? Don't judge by the eye. You can see a man of God come and talk as if he's a crook, but he truly fears God. And he loves God. There are some people that just... Have you seen some people that when they are... If they steal phone, you just look at their eyes. They come and stand here. They just look like crooks. But honestly, they love God. They are not thieves. I've seen people like that. Anytime there's trouble, you just say, you. Even when they are driving, police will say, you. Park. It's not like they are bad. So don't use this to judge people. You can see a devil come wearing trousers and shirt like me and said, Lord, I give you praise. But that's a devil of a man. The only way to know what is not of God is to know what is of God. And the only way to know what is of God is that you become led by the Spirit. For as many as allow themselves not just to be directed, to be influenced by the Holy Ghost, they are the sons of God. I'm convinced that men will see a manifestation of the hand of God upon the lives of men, upon ministries, and upon individuals. You will do exploits in business, commanding wealth and prosperity in ways that will scare men. Oh, believe it. I said it yesterday. Believe it. What do you think the manifestation is? It doesn't end in the church. I look forward to times when different churches will sit down and they will be able to, they will never have to think of finance again for ministry. It's a possibility that exists. That's part of the manifestation of the sons of God. Inexplainable, but undeniable. This is not economics. Right now, we use all kinds of economic and administrative principles. Hallelujah. I respect if you studied economics, I praise God. You are needed in Nigeria. But let me tell you, when it comes to operations of the kingdom, you will need the Holy Spirit. I told you that Babylon is a goddess of commerce. Don't you think you will invade the world without the Holy Spirit? You need a higher dimension of wisdom and unction. Do you believe that? Revelation. We need men and women who will come. Manifestation of wealth. Manifestation of revelation. Manifestation of signs and wonders. Manifestation of territorial influence. What did I say? Territorial influence.
I trust that several ministries that are associated in this place will begin to take charge of territories from the heavens and everything around it. I vow to myself and say, anywhere I am at that given time, the territory is under the divine jurisdiction of heaven. Archbishop Benson Idahosa, a man who demonstrated that a man can exert territorial influence. He was in a stadium and there were just about 5,000 people, and he dropped from the stage and stood and lifted his hands. He said, I call the people in this city now. Within the next 2 hours, there were about 30,000 people in that stadium. It's called territory. Are you listening to me? That everything that is about to happen within your territory, you are involved. Before a great man dies in your territory, God will talk to you about it. And you say, all right, no problem, we release the person. Do you believe this? Territory. The devil wants to do anything against someone in your territory. The Lord shows you and he says, declare thou. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Sons of the king are also kings. You are a royal family. And tonight we are going to begin to walk in kingdom authority. I'm going to round up this teaching this morning by letting you know how the manifestation of power is released. Say after me, words. Say it, words. Spirit-filled words. Spirit-filled words. Kings rule by their words. Do you know what it means to speak and make a man move in the direction of your word? That's the apex of authority, where you don't have to move the person by your hand. St. Patrick catches a snake that bit a woman's son and said, you and your kind, I banish you from Ireland. Till today, there are no snakes in Ireland. Are you listening to me? Where you will go to your house and walk around your house and say, from today, as you are knocking the gate of your house, you are informing everything around that territory that a general has come. Heaven has found an embassy in this place. Are you listening to me? This is what the Lord will be doing this morning. Territorial gates, where you become gates over territories. You know what we call gates? The Islamic people do it. Do you know, in almost every Islamic city, there is a gate. Those gates are not just, they look open, but they are closed. It doesn't just open anyhow. The fact that your car can pass does not mean it's open. That's why someone will enter that city and just be frustrated and go out. There are gates. Tonight, may God make gates out of you. You know what a gate is? The source of entrance into a realm or a place. You stand as a gate over your family members. The devil will say, I would have touched this family, but every time we come, we see a gate. When I found this revelation, I said, God does it. My father had been frustrated and humiliated. He did a contract for Nasarawa State. They put a new government. They didn't pay him. They didn't do everything. Everything was not working. I said, God, I'm going to test this thing. I told my father, bring your prayer request. I prayed through the night. I said, Lord, if men can become gates in the spirit, prove it. It didn't take up to 3 days. They called my father from Nasarawa State, pleading and apologizing that he should come and take his money. I said, that's right. Lord, do it again. Gideon asked you for 2 signs. Do it again. My mother started a small poultry, as small as this table. They used dog house. Bought her small chicken. They all died. My mother calls me her father. She said, my father, they've died. I said, no problem. I got angry. In the night, I came out and I knelt down in that poultry. I said, I am in charge of a territory. See, the apostolic anointing is not just about people. It's a systemic anointing. I spoke today. My mother's poultry is as big as maybe from here to this place. During bird flu, remember that bird flu time? She called me, she said, what will I do? I said, buy birds. Buy it.
said, which one? Obasanjo said, I said, buy it, anyone. He said, one bird will not fall to the ground. This is what territorial influence is. Because not all of you will have the opportunity to stand on stage. Does that mean you will not legislate? I'm teaching you how to be an embassy, not just an ambassador. To be, you know what an embassy is? You must consult the embassy before you go to that land, no matter who you are. He told Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, I have to raise another person. When he looked at Jericho, he just looked at it and God said, I can give you higher. I'm imagining someone just looking at a territory and God is saying, I can give you. Whether there's land in Abuja or not, every man born of a woman came and met land. There's nothing called landlord. Landlord is just a physical aberration. The earth is the Lord's. I want land anywhere I want. If there is land, I can get it. Except God does not direct. My only constraint in life is the voice of the Spirit, not the motions of people. Are you listening? When we're going to have our crusade in Jos, I went to the place where they use for the traditional festival. I said, this is where we want to use. They said, this young boy, I just left them. I laid my hands there. I said, I take charge over this territory. Someone paid for it and we used it for the program. 3 solid days of uninterrupted glory. When I told them we want to greet your king, said, you are asking for too much. I said, we are going to his palace. I'm not telling you this is what I want to do. Go and debate about it. Once you have had in the secret place, stand tall, because there is a parliament ready to back you. If you go on your own, if you go on your own, secret place, that which I tell you in the secret, declare thou upon the mountaintop. Declare thou. The Lord told me the month of March will come with dramatic things in this country. There is a shift happening. And you watch out for what will begin to happen in the month of March. Several prophetic things. Inexplainable sicknesses among great people in government. Sicknesses they cannot explain. You know why? Because there is a contention. The powers that hold them already see that the heavens are being opened over this country. And there is a reaction from the foundations of this country. Yes. Those that are ruling this country are not in Aso Rock. They are either me and you or some herbalists in the shrine. So it's a contention of mantles. Are you listening to me? It's a contention of mantles. It's a contention of mantles. Lot of things will happen in this country. Lots of things will happen. I saw it. I was caught up in a vision and I was in a military cantonment. And I saw several people running and moving. I was wondering, none of them was talking to me. Hallelujah. And the next thing, I saw soldiers in an auditorium lifting their hands and praising God. I said, what happened? And they said, a wicked terrorist in this country had died. And then I looked at it. Well, I can say it. I looked at it and I saw the obituary of IBB on the poster. This is what we call territorial influence. You may be silent, you must not make noise, but you are part of what God is doing. God will say, declare. So when there is trouble in Kaduna State, you come and you say, why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves against God and his anointed. He said, the Lord that sits in the heavens will laugh. I went to a particular campus to minister and they told me that there's been activities of victimizations and the vice chancellor has been doing a lot of things. I said, I exit him from that seat and I walked out of the campus. A few days later, right now currently, I hear that
they are meeting on bringing him down. Do you know how much power you carry? And the government, this is not supposed to make you brag and begin to speak. You see why God must work on you. When your words carry power, you can begin to kill people with it. Because if you are annoyed, I was told of a great man that had temper but loved God. One day, somebody told him over my dead body, say, God, you had him. The man just fell down and died. They said, Lord, I didn't mean he should die. I just said you had him. That's why the gift of faith does not work for a long time in a person. Because at that instance, whatever you say will happen. Imagine if the flesh in your heart takes over. It will destroy people. Hallelujah. But we legislate on behalf of the parliament of heaven. Why do you allow? The Bible says he stands in the congregation of the mighty. And he says, have I not appointed you to help the afflicted, the needy and everybody? He said, they know not, neither do they understand. They walk in darkness and so the earth is out of course. But have I not said, ye are gods and all of you are children of the Most High. He said, but you shall die like men and fall like one of these princes. This morning, God will charge you with the spirit of faith and sonship and dominion. It's a talking spirit. It's a talking spirit. It's a talking spirit. Hear what the Lord tells me to tell you. Take charge of your environment. Many of you have allowed anything to happen. You say whatever will be. From today, take charge. Take charge. Take charge. Say after me, I take charge. Say it, I take charge. Yes, of your house, of your territory. They told my father they had been victimizing him in his office. His genius were becoming. I said, in the name of Jesus, I create a new appointment for you. In 2 weeks, they took him to Lagos as the director of Voice of Nigeria. That's where he's serving now, Ikorodu Cantonment. And I called him. I said, the Lord told me to speak promotion for you. I speak. He's been promoted as one of the assistant of the entire director in the country. Nothing just happens. Don't deceive yourself. You know what it means to work with territorial powers. When you step into a land, create an effect in the spirit. Hallelujah. Ah. A time will come, Pastor, you will blow that shofar again. Because in Jewish time, the blowing of a shofar signified a change of season. I was so happy when I saw the shofar. It's very prophetic. A Jewish shofar. How many of you are ready to receive something this morning? Many of you are ready. I prayed and I said, Lord, impart the spirit of dominion upon your people. The spirit of dominion. It's not about your age. It's not about your size. Victory over territories. Many of you will go back with this anointing and prophesy on businesses. Prophesy on your members. Release men to their prophetic destiny. This anointing is not just for healing the sick and raising the dead. Territorial manifestations. Hallelujah. You enter a city, and the moment you come out, banks and industries come into that city. Archbishop Benson Idahosa went somewhere and wanted to air his program, and the director of the company said, sorry, we have been giving rules. Before the man finished, he said, I sack you. He left. They sacked the man and brought a new one. When he came, he said, did you hear what happened to the old person before I went? He said, yes, I had it. I said, are you ready to put the advert? He said, yes, sir. The church is too beggarly. Listen, the church is what? Too beggarly. I'm not saying bragging. You are the light of the world. A city that is set upon an hill that cannot be hidden. He said, permit your light to so shine before men that they may see your good works. See, the anointing that will be coming upon this congregation this morning is a territorial anointing. I'm saying it to you so that you will believe it.
It will first start with your life. Because many of you, your lives are disorderly. You need to bring everything in alignment to Christ. Everything is just not working. You speak, nothing happens. Because that's why, you see why God took out time to do a thorough work of consecration in our lives. Hallelujah. Dominion. The spirit of dominion. I'll be praying for ministries that God will bring a level of dominion, financial dominion, dominion in grace, dominion in unction. It's not about English and grammar. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Period and full stop. And for all of us here, in 1 minute, what is that mountain that is before you? What is the, we want to start first with ourselves.
Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am.
In 1 minute, I'd like you to see that mountain. I don't care what it is. You will watch it fall flat. What is that mountain? I don't care what it is. Say, Lord, I believe. The spirit of dominion. Manifestation of sons. Take seriously. Many of you don't know what will happen to you this morning. Pray, my God, do something mighty this morning. Let the Holy Spirit be so near to you. Let the Holy Spirit be so close to you. Let Him make you a wonder. Let Him make you a wonder. Cry out your heart. Be still and know I am God. It's a very simple song. Says, be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I am 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 God. Say, Lord, I receive all of this anointing. Be still and know I am God. He told Job, he said, hast thou commanded thy morning? Hast thou commanded thy morning? Hast thou commanded thy finances? Hast thou commanded thy territory? Have you brought your territory into divine alignment? Have you brought your family? He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting out every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ, bringing every thought. It says subdue. My God, release territorial anointings this morning. Hallelujah. Please listen to me. Hallelujah. Kenneth E. Hagin, it was said he never traveled out of the United States, but he possessed this anointing and he created an effect in every territory. Archbishop Benson Idahosa created an effect around the world. He went around the world 42 times before he died. He was a force to reckon with. He was not in politics, but the government heard his voice. I'm explaining to you this type of anointing. Dr. T.L. Osborne of blessed memory. Last year, a particular city, a particular nation called him, and they organized a national apology to him for refusing him to hold crusade in their nation in 1977. Territories. The Bible says men who through faith subdued kingdoms, shut the mouths of lions, wrought righteousness. This is the kind of anointing I'm speaking about. That you would take charge of your life. Every area of your life that is disaligned, you bring it under alignment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to minister to you right now. Hallelujah. And I pray that this that will come upon you, this is not just about falling down. This is not just about rolling. This is not just about enjoying the atmosphere. Know that you are carrying something. It's an anointing that will answer to territories. When you step into a place, everywhere I go to, the moment I step into that environment, I am conscious that I come with a territorial anointing. It's not about the place of meeting necessarily. The Bible says Jesus entered a room and the whole city came and stood in front of the room. Territorial anointing. God wants to give this as a symbol of the manifestation of sons, not for bragging. That's why God must search your heart thoroughly. I'm telling you, many of you will be surprised. You will go and begin to open the two-leaf gates over people, over families. And you say, Ephata, you speak in the spirit. Let the east gate be open. The financial hardship of this family, I bring it to an end. You cannot do that kind of thing and not transmit the life of Christ to people. You go and meet someone on his deathbed and you tell him you do not have to die. I bring you the power of the kingdom that I represent. This is not about talking grammar and stories. If it's not there, it's not there. This is what people don't know. Such as I have. You can know. Pastor is holding a shofar. He knows he has it. Tonight, what do you have? What do you? There are many things that are not caused by the error of one person,
They are caused by territorial influences, and it will take a territorial anointing to lift it up. For instance, some of your family challenges. These are things you were born and you met. It was there. So it's not just about claiming it. When you claim it, you are the only one who will be set free, but the rest will suffer. But you, when you come with this anointing, you will advocate. You will stand in. It will become a gate. Become a gate. Hallelujah. Let me pray for the sick. Please, if you're sick in your body, I'd like you to just come out here. Can I do that, Pastor? Please, you're sick in your body, come out quickly and stand. Shabaladabakum bretese la krusta paladabandikia. Zetete pelete katabaya. Out of her, out of her, thou devil of darkness, let this woman go now. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. This woman has been oppressed. She thinks it's sickness. This is not sickness. I was watching it since. I was just waiting for the time to come. This woman has been oppressed from her dreams and every kind of thing. In the name, is it true, madam? Can I have someone with a mic? Okay, we don't have a mic. It's not possible. No problem. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I set you free. Every oppression, go. The Lord will heal you and perfect you. It doesn't matter what is wrong with you. Hallelujah. Severe pain in the morning, you wake up with serious pain in your chest. Who's the person? Severe pain. Yeah. You know what it is? What did the doctors tell you?
Ulcer.
It's not just ulcer. Hallelujah. I'm seeing symptoms of bronchitis. I'm going to pray for you. You understand? What's wrong with you?
Asthma.
Asthma. What? The Lord will perfect you right now. Put your hands in your ears. And look at me. I bring you the power of the kingdom I represent. Yes. Open. Now. Open. Test yourself. Go ahead and begin to check yourself. Lay your hands on your eyes. Lay your hands, or you will feel fire upon it. Fire upon those eyes. My sister, I see an oppression upon your life, but the Lord is going to set you free. Lay your hands on your chest, if you will. Look at me. Go, thou power of darkness. Leave her, let her go. Now, the fire of the Holy Ghost, that devil of darkness, come out in the name of Jesus. It's demonic. Be made whole. Lay your hands. There are still two people who are sick. One, you have migraine. The other person is a lady's issue. Why are you staying in the crowd? Come out. Come out. Number one, where is the second person? I don't know why you people are sitting behind. Hallelujah. Look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. Just do what I'm telling you.
Jesus!
Ah, what am I seeing? Jesus Christ. You see, this is why I'm talking of territorial influences. Now, I'm not a demon person. Are you listening to me? But I want to use this lady as an example. Come, sister.
You are born again. You love Jesus Christ. Now look up. When you see, hold on please, I want you to learn something. Thank God this is a minister's conference. When you see an innocent lady, are you born again? Jesus is Lord upon your life. But do you know this lady is still suffering from territorial influences? I just looked at this lady and I saw a snake with a crown on the head. How do you explain these kinds of things? I'm not a demon person. This is what is responsible for your physical health.
Come out of her now. Now. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her, that devil of darkness.
Look at her. Look at her. Look at the same person. Look at what she's doing. Are you seeing this? Look at this. Try to cover, if you can, cover her. They said, even the lawful captives. Oh, she's not done. Hold on. Out of her, you are a devil of darkness. I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Out of her now. Look, look at this. Out of her now. Out of her. Out of her. Kashatarikaya. The fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. Now. The fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Come out. I take charge over the territory you were born from. I institute this apostolic anointing. Time up. You must let her go. Now, go, 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 go. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Your time is come. Leave her right now. Leave her right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up. Just leave her to lie down. This lady would probably be enjoying herself. Love it. This is not, she's not possessed. I hope you know. This is what a lot of prophets go and deceive people and start saying, this is not demon possession. This is, it looks like, but it's not demon possession. This is freedom from territorial influences. As for me and my house, why didn't they ask every member of the house, will you serve the Lord? Will you serve? A man stands on behalf of himself. As for me, I incorporate every member of my house. We will serve the Lord. You will see the way this lady's life will begin to accelerate. You know why? You see that many think it's sickness. Many think it's this. It's an oppression. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. This is not just the ability to pray for the sick. This is commanding influence over territories. She's not even aware of what happened to her. Are you learning something? This is a minister's conference. Madam, I will pray for you. Can you come and lay your hands on her chest? You are nausea, right? You are nausea. Just breathe in and out. Diabetes, go. You are a spirit. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over you. Let Madame go free right now. Go! In the name of Jesus. Come. I thank God that this is happening during a minister's conference so that you can learn. When this lady was standing, I saw someone who sees images and hears voices. Images, voices, and you even hear people talk to you about death or other things. What did you study?
A hallucination.
Hallucination. Look at it. Are you born again? You are a child of God. Are you seeing? It's not just enough to just say, I'm born again.
if you are not in depth of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you are in trouble. This is not a little girl that you say, okay, maybe you are trying to just play some psychology. Hold on, come, sister. The Lord has set you free. Don't feel embarrassed. Hallelujah. It's time for you to walk. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Please come and hold her. I forgot my hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm doing these things because it's a minister session. And I want you to learn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My sister, what happens to you?
Actually, it started when I took him.
Please listen. Okay, yes. Talk to the people. This is a pastor's conference. Feel free. Just.
I felt tempted by people around me.
Okay.
I felt a great hatred by people around me. People were living in the neighborhood. I was always hearing them accusing me of one thing or the other, which I never did. That led us, we packed us from the place where we are living, we moved to a new place, the same thing started. When I moved into a town, I keep on hearing those voices. At the time, I now realized that it was not people that were actually talking to.
Which day did you hear voices telling you were going to die that day?
I can't remember that day. I can't remember it that day.
Because I'm seeing in a vision and you are here. I mean, this is audible. Oh. This is not just in one subconscious, audible voices. Please just take her carefully and quietly. Let's have some men help her and let her just sit down quietly. God bless you, my sister. Okay. Madam, in this king's glory, the manifestation of the sons have started. Hallelujah. How many children do you have? Where's the other one? I'm going to pray for you. You need to love and press into him with all your heart. And those hallucinations and demonic things. There are four things every minister of the gospel must do if you want to become like Jesus. Number one, read Mark 1:2-3. It describes the entire activity of Jesus Christ. Number one, Jesus preached. Number two, he taught. Number three, he casted out devils. Number four, he healed the sick. And you can even add number five, he fed the hungry and help people. He cared about the needs of the people. He says, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Hallelujah. Madam, the Lord will set you free. In the name of Jesus. Who are you angry with? Because I'm seeing serious. Who are you fighting with? Because I see a lot of agitation. God will help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray right now. Satan, your time is up. Leave this body. Go! Leave this body completely. I lay my hands upon your head and I declare in the name of Jesus that those images, in the name of Jesus, you will hear them no more by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are made whole. I bring you the power of the Christ, the Son of God. You are set free. Let love come upon your heart right now, from today and forever. In the name of Jesus. And whatever it is that I see around your womb area, I command it to go. In the name of Jesus. You didn't tell anyone, but I set you free from it. In the name of Jesus. Now, breathe in and out. One more time.
One more time. Something is happening to you. Look at it. It's going. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, yes, if they are not strong enough, thank you, Pastor. What's wrong with you? There are wounds around your this thing. I'm seeing wounds. That's what the doctor told you. You feel it. And they told you to be taking milk. Have you been taking the milk? No. Not been taking the milk. Doctors told you to take milk. You didn't take milk. You are the one who is complicating this thing. Do you know me? They told you to take milk. Be taking the milk while you are trusting God for the miracle. See, I believe in faith. But sometimes don't just take foolish initiatives. You complicate issues, but the Lord will set you free. Issues with your eyes. Okay, let's pray. Lay your hands there. You believe God will set you free. No, not your eyes. Forget about your eyes. Let the wounds close now. Literally, close. See, you're feeling fire around your chest. It's the wounds that are closing. The Holy Spirit. And something is happening to your eyes too. I'm seeing something that looks like an eye drop being put upon your eyes. Thank you. You just stand when it's done. Madam, God is not done with you. God is not done with you. Check yourself. Sweetheart, come. What's wrong with you? You have cough and catarrh. You believe Jesus will set you free right now. Let me pray for you, okay?
Your love,
receive it now,
lives in me,
I curse cough and catarrh. Let it go.
Same power that conquered the grave.
You are an usher. Hold my hands. Both of your hands. Hold it with both of your hands. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I speak your freedom. Be free. Go and be free in the name of Jesus. Sorry, I would have wanted us to pray, but I want us to watch. I wish there's a way I can turn it. This is practical session. Hallelujah. I know we do this in King's glory. Hallelujah. Are you okay? Be turning. So you watch. What's wrong with you?
My mother is
sick. Your mother is sick. You are standing in for your mother. When you stand to minister to a sick person, number one, remember you are coming in the name. Hallelujah. You are coming where? In the name. Hallelujah. We pray for your mother right now. I use you as a point of contact. Lord, touch the mother in the name of the Lord Jesus and perfect her by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come, sister. Hold on. Pastor, please come, sir. You're going to minister to this woman. You're standing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, full of the authority of the Holy Ghost. Pastor, I want you to just lay your hands on her chest and give a decree and a command that the wicked spirits responsible for her life give way.
In the name
of Jesus. Go! Jesus. When you are ministering, don't focus on the physical manifestations, whether the person is falling or right. That's not what you are concentrating on. You are speaking, you are making a decree. Hallelujah. So you can see that some of you, when you begin to pray, you are just waiting whether the person will manifest or that's not it. Are you listening to me? Because the devil will cheat you in very many ways that way. So when you are coming in the name, your confidence is in the invincibility of the government you are representing. This is where many of us have been missing.
You were praying for a sick body, and when you prayed, you just said, I just turned and I said, oh, God, I've tried. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I called you because from today you will begin to walk in a new order of the miraculous. That's why God told me, sister, you have dreams. What happens?
I see dogs, see soldiers, see police, see pressing me on dreams.
Hallelujah. Now, I command that devil of darkness in the name of Jesus be loosed. Say amen. Don't just be looking. I'm praying for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are made free. You are set free from the crown of your head. Wait, stand here. Because after today, you won't break out of that relationship. Does it make sense to you?
You will break it. We will break it from the realm of the spirit. It's not of God. You won't marry you. It's not even your husband.
Hallelujah. I want, look at me. Don't feel embarrassed. This is a family. Eh? And for those of you who are laughing, God is soon coming to you. This is a Bible college. Stand with a contrite and a broken spirit. Don't just start saying, hey, I knew. Who told you the one you are doing is correct? Tonight, God is going to pass through this place. Hallelujah. Because, you see, this lady is going to have access to great wealth. Great wealth. What's wrong with you, sister? Please, lady.
Also, go in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I pray for your eyes. Be perfected. Be free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Come. This was the guy who played keyboard yesterday. Is he the brother? Please come. Lay your hands on your chest. Look at me. Breathe in and out. Just breathe in and out. Just do what I'm telling you to do. Now breathe in and out. Go! Come. Go out of her. Come out of her right now. Oh, devil of darkness. Madam, please come. Madam, please lay your hands and rebuke the spirit from this lady. Go ahead.
Go ahead, lay your hands.
In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit. In Jesus' name. Lift this body now, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Hold on. Let me show you something, madam. Hallelujah. Number one, the Bible says there is this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. And you are taking authority over the lady. You must give a command with a specific end in mind. What do you want to see? When will you know that the prayer has finished? You get my point. Watch me now. There is a reason why I call you out. Because you are already walking in grace. But you will see a multiplying of grace. There's a reason why you came to this program. Watch this. Now, devil of darkness, come out of her. Do you see the difference between me and you? It's not necessarily power. Come out of her right now. The fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over every force of darkness. Asthma, go.
Where's the other person?
What's wrong with you? Okay. Madam, you come and pray for her again. She feels heart pain and eye pain. Go ahead. Just lay your hands and speak and pray. Amen. God bless you. Sometimes, see, the truth is, sometimes spiritual things can be so simple. Do not, I'm teaching you this, don't follow physical manifestations to direct your dispensing of power. You may be misled.
There is nowhere in the Bible that puts physical manifestation as a sign that things are happening or not happening. Are you following me now? Hallelujah. Affection for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now. God bless you, my love. Hallelujah. It's going to go. We're going to balance everything right now. You believe it? Lay your hands on your chest.
You're the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. You're the whole. I'm still praying for you. Scepter of the King of Kings. Be balanced now. That devil that is responsible, at the count of three, let her go. 1, 2, 3. Of the age to come, you're changing everything in obedience to Christ. You're changing everything, 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 changing everything. You're changing everything in obedience to Christ. Change in obedience to Christ. In obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Sister, these dreams will end in your life and the Lord will bless you.
Sometimes if I go to church, same is
something. There's something moving now. You feel movements around your stomach. That's why I asked you to wait. Eh? Look at me. You see, there are certain things that the Bible says, he that breaks the hedge, the serpent will strike. True or false? Hallelujah. He that breaks the hedge, you have to remain and abide in his presence all the time.
For when I see you, you will go. And now I see you in the spirit. It's time to go. Come out of her now. Come out of her. Come out of her. For I've seen you in the realm of the spirit. Come out now. Come out. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. It takes territorial understanding. Learn this. Learn this. Are you seeing? You would have just prayed. You would have gone back and sat down. And they will clap for the Jew. Out of her now. Fire upon you, fire upon you, fire upon you, fire upon you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. This lady, me, I knew what I was saying here when I was talking about relationships and associations. In the name of Jesus, from your head to your toe, I command the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire upon you right now. Fire upon you in the name of Jesus. Be delivered. That devil of darkness, I speak to you. Even the lawful captive shall be free. I set you free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who again? Come on, sir.
Who is this? You? You are standing for yourself. Come and stand. Mama? Who brought her, please? I need some. She's speaking Hausa. Okay. No, but if you are comfortable with Hausa, speak. Some, okay.
Well, I can speak English and
no problem, Mama.
My problem is that I'm having cataract.
You're having?
Surgery on the left side. And now they are planning to do the other.
You are not seeing with it? Okay, let me pray for you. Lay your hands on your eyes. No problem. Lay your hands on your eyes. Yes. Jesus, do this for your glory. I command cataract. Let this woman go free. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over it. In the name of Jesus. Please check yourself, madam, and tell me what you couldn't see. Eh? No. Check. Try to look. See. See.
Now, Gunit.
Close the other one. See, she said before, she's seen with only one eye. Now she can see with. Tell them in house.
Praise the Lord, I can see with my both eyes now.
Before, what couldn't you do? You could only see with one eye. Which one couldn't you see with? This one. Okay. Close the one you could see with before. This is the one you could see with before. Okay, follow me. How many fingers? Just do whatever I'm doing. Close. Yes, close. Leave her hands. Do what I'm doing. How many fingers?
2 fingers. 3, 4, 5.
Touch my nose. Touch my nose.
My name.
Touch my nose. Give God a shout of praise. Real miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You two stand. Where is the lady you are standing here with? No, it's not the one. I know the person I'm talking about. I don't know her, but there was a lady that was standing here with you. Two ushers, two of you. Okay, it's you? Interesting. Okay, stand. Two of you wore this same yellow shirt. Okay. Okay, stand. Because God will also do something in your life. Lay your hands on your stomach. Upon you right now. I command that agitation of darkness to take its hold over your life. Oh, this lady, you too, you have suffered your own oppression. Be free. Be free now. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. Be free now. Fire upon you in the name of Jesus. That stomach challenge. Go. Someone lay your hands on her tummy. Who? Anybody? In the name of Jesus, I set you free. It goes forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, when you stood there, you were the one who was holding that other lady, Abby. God is going to use you in a very powerful way. Very, very powerful way. Lift your hands. Lift both of your hands. Look at me. In a very powerful way, an anointing will come upon you this morning. Are you listening to me? Father, release upon her this fire right now, and this spirit of grace, this spirit of dominion, in the name of Jesus, receive it. I release it upon you from the depths of my heart, from the depths of my spirit, in the name of Jesus. Still a lot of work for you to do. Still a lot of work for you to do. You must understand the dynamics of his presence. You love him, but he's going to expose himself to you, because I see that you are going to begin to receive songs from the Spirit. Do you understand? You're going to receive songs from the Spirit, and you do wonders for the Lord.
the Lord asked me to anoint you and to pray for you. You believe that? I pray that you will never be the same again. Hold me with your hands. The hands that hold this keyboard. Lord, I release fire upon my brother right now. The agency of the Spirit, I anoint his hands. Lead him into a deep experience and a spiritual encounter. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. What's it? Your father. What's wrong with it? Or what? Can you stand for him? Can you stand for him? Lay your hands on your chest. Right there at home, let it touch you in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, you know what, we're going to, okay, just come, aside from, if not, I know that we'll still into this time now, because we have to minister. Oh, everyone will take something today. Hallelujah. Come. All these people, was it part of it? No, I'm going to do a general ministration now. I wanted to finish up with Tom. You were standing before. Plus. Oh, you are standing in for somebody. Okay, just four of you, please. I'm sorry. Please don't feel bad. Eh? Time is gone. So that go. Who are you standing in for? What's wrong with him? Whose brother is missing in this place? I'm seeing someone that has been missing. Come, it's time for him to be found. He's alive. He's not dead. He's not dead. It's not even him. God wants to touch you. You are the first person God wants to touch you. Then God will touch you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord will call you into a deeper relationship with him. And in the name of Jesus, for your brother, that epileptic spirit be gone from him in the name of Jesus. It's like this line. Let the pastors now. Who should help? Pastor Suleiman is talking. So that we don't have. Please, we are going to minister, so we can just stop someone. Your mother. How about you? You are okay, Abi? You are okay, only your mother. Let her go now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command every manifestation of darkness over your life to be gone. I set you free, and I pray for your mother, perfection for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Whose mother is bedridden? I'm seeing a woman on a bed, sick bed. Okay, you're a member of this ministry. You are not a consistent member. You need to be very serious with the Lord. That's the first thing God is telling me. It can't be one leg out. You are doing a lot of things that are not of God. Does it make sense to you? I can't say it here in the presence of people. What you need to hear is this. There's need for a total overhauling. It's not good. You know it's not good. God has been talking to you. You are his friend. Come and stand here. Do I know you? Come and stand, because I'm talking to two of you. These things are done together. Hallelujah. God loves you people, and God wants to give you a great life and a great destiny. Do you believe this thing I'm telling you? But don't allow the devil to take advantage of you. You must be headlong, be planted, be focused, be faithful, and you will see what God will do. People are laughing like this, but things are not alright. Who is owing somebody among two of you? Because I'm seeing debt. There are all kinds of things. So you are just smiling, but things are not alright. But God wants to step in and do a miracle. You believe that? In the name of Jesus. But who did you come to stand for? You are standing for? I'm going to pray for both of you. God will give you a miracle. Who does business among you? I'm going to pray that God will increase and multiply you. Hallelujah. Father, I pray. Let your fire and grace come upon him in a mighty way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. and I pray that the appetite for anything that is not Christ will leave you right now. I set you free without withdrawal symptoms in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many children do you have? Where is she?
She's at home.
She's at home. What's wrong with her?
It's a measle.
The Lord will perfect her. Huh? You are supposed to be the priest of the house and the gate, and you are wide open. Anything can enter and go out. Father, perfect the daughter, and I pray for you, the fire of the Holy Ghost, to ignite your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the last person, right? Yes, my sister. Your parents, what's wrong with them? I want to set you free from something you do not believe God can take away from your life. You have suffered it a lot, and it's making you to do a lot of things. You know what they call complex? Complex. Inferiority complex. This lady has suffered it a lot. Is that true?
Majesty.
Where did you grow up? What of your dad? What does he do? What did he used to do? He's a king. Where? Ah, but you said, are you born again? You love God completely. You've left everything of the past, and you are suffering for it. You know what I'm saying? The snake that come to you in your dream, is that true? Because your father is the king and you are supposed to be walking with him, and you've left them and they vow that they will not let you see progress in your life. Is this true?
It's true.
I know you. This guy's father is a king, and him he has refused that he's not going to follow their ways.
This morning I saw this thing.
There's a snake that comes, a specific one, oh. Eh? A specific one. We'll not talk about snakes again next time. It's not my fault. I hate them too. You have to set this guy free. This snake comes and he talks. What kind of snake talks like a human being?
I don't know. I know it. It's true. It's true. A lot of things. It has been long.
The snake is a manifestation of something in their throne. Are you listening to me? The father covenanted with this thing and added all his children to it. So on legal grounds, till even this morning, I'm talking of at about 5 a.m., this snake was still there.
Yes, I saw it. Yes, I tried to kill it. Today, I tried to kill it, but it was not ready to be killed. I tried to escape.
Better don't think about demons after this service. It's because we are setting people free. There are better things to think about. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, God will set you free. The fire of the Holy Ghost sets you free from these ordinances of darkness. Come out of him now. From today and henceforth, you have nothing to do with the wickedness of darkness. Ah, this is not all over.
Shaparata kabalada banda ratoprastikataya. Shall the captives be taken? Now, come out of him, the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, leave him, let him go. Every legal hold over his life, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, let him go free now. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I blot out every handwriting and every ordinance that speaks against you has been nailed to the cross, and I enforce it in the name of Jesus. As I lay my hands upon you, I release the power of the kingdom that I represent out of him now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out! Come out! Come out of him now!
This brother has been suffering. He doesn't talk too much, but he has been suffering a lot of things. Only because a king gave birth to him. And I see that they were supposed to take his life before the end of this year. You see, you are nodding. I'm sure you saw something like that. Thank God for this conference. So you didn't pay anything for it. I think we should celebrate God's servant. Look at people that are set free and how much, even if everybody brings one million, how much? My brother, look at me. From today henceforth, I open up every closed door over your life. Are you listening to me? As a sign, by 7 today, someone is going to call you. He's going to call you and he's going to bless you. Do not reject the blessing. Write it. It will happen. It's something I saw. If I'm doing it by my authority, I'll tell you. It's a sign that God wants to give you. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for a new encounter with the Holy Ghost. Fresh hunger. Receive it right now. Fresh hunger. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are not even filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Kabo Shata Brande Krate Kaladabasha. It has to be a new experience for you. I separate you. What is this? I'm seeing something here. I set you free from it. Any pain, anything. The power of the Holy Ghost is upon you, and you will begin to pray in unknown tongues by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I introduce you to my friend. He is the Holy Ghost. You will never be the same. Utterances be given to you in the name that is above all names. Again, for who? Who was missing? Since when? Months. He ran away now. Is he missing? He ran away. What happened? This guy ran away. He's alive and strong. He just ran away from home. That's what he ran away. But you come back. He's already frustrated. You come back home. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let him be found and come home. In Jesus' name. But this one is not being missing. He ran away. He's alive and strong. He's not even far from here. He's still around. He's still within Kaduna State. He just ran. He's all this kind, maybe he's staying in one friend's house, he's angry at something, wanting to establish himself as a man, but he's still, so you come back home. That one is not missing.
He's missing. A prophet told my sister that he's dead, but I told her he's alive because I saw him 2 times where he is.
How long? Who else am I praying for? Father, what happened before you saw me last? I'll see you after the service. Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet. Choir, please, can you come out? Choir. Please don't come out if you are not in the choir. Choir. This is the choir. I mean the music thing.
Oh. Oh.
I want to pray for you. Choir, I want you to carry this unction and carry this grace. You have been laboring in this program. I feel fire upon my hands. And as I minister to you, please, I want you to receive all this for your life. Please receive. You can be better than the way you are. Take charge of your environment. Take charge of your admission. Take charge of your life. Take charge. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take charge of your life. 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 In the name of Jesus, I command authority in the Spirit upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, upon you, upon you, upon you. In the name of Jesus, upon you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. No, choir, go back. There are 7 people. Can I have the instrumentalist back? Don't worry, we'll pray for you. There are 7 people that the Lord wants to separate right now. And the Lord wants me to pray for you. You will begin to walk in uncommon levels of grace. Lift your hands. Right now, let it go, Lord. I release that power. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Bring them out. Shapakata. Lebekete kalabadabash. Ratapaka. 7 of them. Receive it. Kapashepeaya. Mampekete la kasika. Rete sekela pasheta molakusibata. Patataliba kabaria da baladabaka seprasta. Lift your hands. There are 7 of them. 4 more. My God, I pray. Bring them out by yourself. Let them come out by themselves. You will come to the stage by yourself. The Holy Ghost draws you out. Pareta shalakete. He parata toza. Pareta doske la kariadaba. Mam pratakata. Setekete belekapasata. Banadabakate. Era banananananana. Se bananabos. Se banananana. Se banananana. Re parararabos. 2 more people. Come out by the Holy Ghost. Come out by the power. The unction of the Holy Ghost draws you out. You will leave your seat and come out by the fire of the Holy Ghost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2 more people. Holy Ghost, I pray that you bring them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on. At the back, the last person is at the back. At the back, no, not this one, they are just falling. The real person is at the back, at the back, at the back, at the back. Let that fire fall now. At the back, come out by the Holy Ghost. Come out, leave him alone. The Holy Ghost will bring him out. Come out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just leave him alone. Come out by the Holy Ghost. Come out! This is the person I'm talking about. Eva nama shi na 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 na. E na ma na na ma sa ta ba ya. Sheba na 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 ma. Fire upon all of you from today. Step into new levels of prophetic order of glory and power. I release that fire. Help her, please. Shada ba la da da da. Lift your hands. This dominion power, at the count of 3, you will shout Jesus and it will fall like rain. 1, 2, 3. The manifestation of sons. Hallelujah. Those that God is separating for the prophetic, everyone lift your hands. God will separate prophetic graces. Father, right now, all those you have called, I release the fire upon you now. Prophetic mantles fall
right now, right now, let it happen all over this building. Now, 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 prophetic graces, prophetic graces, prophetic graces. Mama, please sit down. You will begin to prophesy even by the Spirit. It will be like fire from your belly. I pray, lift your hands. And I expect the pastors in this ministry to lift your hands too, because something will happen to you now. I release from the throne room apostolic mantles. I open the heavens. Fall, fall, fall. Apostolic mantles. It comes like fire. Ma tareka, sobe tariaba, shataleka pareketa, shambretata sotovaliata, ratos gobende kreteka lakata, sobre shatalamana kata balarabakata. Don't be carried away by falling under the anointing. Just concentrate on what God is doing. Barata shada bragada balaraba. So Maria na 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 na. Where are the pastors of this ministry? Just the pastors of the ministry, not the invited ones. Pastors of the ministry. Shema na na mosu na 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 niya. I like you people to hunger for more. Oh, there can be more. There can be more. There can be more. I bring you a new order of glory. New order of glory. Fire upon you. New order of glory. Fire upon you. New order of glory. Fire upon you. New order of glory. New order of glory. In the name of Jesus, fire upon you, a new order of glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There are certain people that are being separated to represent Christ in the business and entrepreneurial world. Some of you do not even know. I'm going to pray for you. You will be shocked at what will happen to you right now. The Lord tells me to do that. Lift your hands. Part of the kingdom invasion is men and women. For some of you, the fire will come upon you, but then you must begin to walk in integrity and conquer money. Lord, I pray. I'm seeing an angel walk this way from this pillar down to the end, and I'm seeing another one walk down to the end, whatever that means. But Lord, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that prosperity kingdom financing mantle, at the count of three, my Lord, let it fall. 1, 2, 3. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Shatapakata Zembre tekete pelede costa. Yes, Lord, falling upon people who you will commit the wealth of the kingdom. Oh, it's still falling. Come on now. It's still falling right now. Separate them by the Spirit, I speak. Shalapata kataba. Rata kataba ladaba katsekete. Kende kreteke sebe ladaba. Rapa kataba ladabasta. Rapa kataprekete belerebosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, where are the ministers that you said will pray for today? God is igniting a fire. Come, you, yes, and this lady, come and stand.
God will use you mightily. You're a member of this church. Huh? Where do you worship? I want you to, maybe you may want to see first after this meeting. There is a mighty work that God will do in your life. Launch into a deeper realm of hunger, oh God. Let it begin from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the, is she the one who serves water? Eh? You are the one. It's time for God to change your story. Lord, change our story. I set you free from the limitations of your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I do not know the ministers except one of them. This man called Prophet God Sent is an amazing man of God. Ah, no, no. He's not just a... He's just a humble servant of God. In fact, I'm not even supposed to lay my hands on him. Because he's a great man of the Spirit. All from Abuja. Please, I'd like you to believe God. I don't know what you came for. All in ministry, sir. A fire will come upon you. You will go back and take your territories in a dramatic way. Please, I want you to believe it. Please, I want you to believe it. I want you to believe it. I want you to believe it. When Jesus appeared unto me, he shed his light upon me. And he told me, everyone I stretch my hands to, in subsequent encounters, that this same light, all that you see is an election of grace. I didn't pray this in. I didn't fast this in. So Lord, breathe. Yes. Where are the Mina? Where is Mina? Mina. Please, the leaders from Mina. Come and join. Mina. Agabalatabala. I see fire upon my hands. Please believe in what is coming upon you. Fire upon you right now. May the Lord use you beyond your imagination. Look, there's fire all over your body. Help me with the mic, someone. A new level of grace I release upon you. A new level, a new order of fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Great things for His Majesty. The Lord told me you will walk in dramatic order of sign. Dramatic order of grace and of worship. Sir, you are a great prophet of the Most High, and you have done exploits. This man is a dangerous man in the spirit. He's just humble. He has been given the secrets of the kingdom in dramatic ways. But I pray that you step into a new level of the prophetic from today. I lay my hands upon you by grace. And I pray, step into a fearful order of the prophetic. You will begin to have strange prophetic dreams. Hold my hands. Step into that realm right now. Madam, I brought you out because the Lord told me you will move in a strong... Was she here when Prophetess Helen was moving? You are going to move in the order of that prophetic grace. I release it now. A new level of grace. What is it that I'm seeing you with Israel? Israel, what is Israel?
Israel is the nation of the Lord. We, our ministry is all about Israel, the nations. In fact, we are talking about territorial alignment, territorial dominion. For us this year, we started our conference last year was on territorial alignment, and for us this year is territorial dominion.
Spiritual encounter, sorry, sir.
Territorial alignment, territorial dominion, the year of the Spirit. And we have a lot of things to do with Israel. We send our offerings, send our tithes, we pray for Israel.
Israel. And this is the scripture the Lord tells me, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. She shall prosper, O love thee. Lord, I pray that in a unique way, let a fire come upon your servant. You'll never be the same again. I launch you into prophetic realms, in the realm of the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Grace upon you. Let the grace and the unction of the Spirit come upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Consuming fire, sweet perfume, His awesome presence fills this room. Your ministry, sir, is stepping into a new order of glory and grace and fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I see that not too long you'll be making a visitation to Israel. God told me that. That's why I said Israel. Israel. Oh, have I prayed for you?
No problem. If I pray for you, you can go back.
Hallelujah. Sir, where's the ministry you went to minister in? His ministry. Please come. Because God is not done. The vision that I see, I saw it in 2005 when God told me He was going to move in power in China. I saw young Chinese children carrying fire and doing mighty things. And the Lord says that according to that vision, I should pray for you. I don't know what it is with young people in your church, but I see a dramatic move of glory and of the Spirit that is about to happen in your congregation. Dramatic move. And see, for the financial issues you have, you forget about it. Huh? Because I see new equipment God is bringing. God is bringing new equipment. It's part of your prayer point for this year. Yes, God is bringing it. New equipment. And then, look at me. The blessing will not come the way you think it will come. You just let God bring it. Don't write letters to anybody and do anything. You just hold on. The Lord Himself is going to come in a mighty and unique way. You're going to begin to have dreams, very strange dreams, and God will give you the blueprint to arrange the organogram of your ministry. There will be a rearrangement of the organogram of your ministry, all right? Because it's just that you don't want to confront certain people, but they are not making things work well in your ministry. You see, this is what God is telling me. But you must stand as a leader and confront it. You are going to reorder a new organogram. It will be clearly revealed to you in the dream. Are you listening to me? It will be revealed to you in the dream. Does
the moment you came into the church, I was meeting you for the first time. I saw you walking in the clouds. I just told a friend of mine, I said, I see this man of God walking in the clouds. And while you were ministering in the morning, while the power just moved, I saw you standing in my face with a jar of oil. And what you said was, this is apostolic. That was just you said before there was this thing, and I just caught up. But you were just standing in my face with a jar of oil, very fine jar of oil. And you said, this is apostolic. And instantly I got some this thing. I had to write down some things. And what you just said, I was direct confirmation.
Yes. Your ministry will begin to expand, and there will be increased angelic activities. Increased angelic activities. You know why I call you to stand out here? Because God wants to multiply a reproduction of what is happening in this place in your church. So come, sir. You just lay your hands, both of your hands, on this pulpit. Just do what I'm asking you to do. All right, just lift it to the heavens. Let it be, Lord, as you have shown me. Receive it now. Hallelujah. I pray and I prophesy unto everyone in this place. Every door that is closed towards you from whatever territory,
I speak to the north, to the south, the east and the west. Let it be open up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. For your family members, whoever is in any kind of challenge or captivity, I command a release. I command a release. Go with an apostolic fire and do exploits. Go and heal the sick. Go and cast out devils. Go and wipe the tears of many. I command financial prosperity to your life. In the name of Jesus, I command financial prosperity. I terminate terminal diseases over your life and your family members. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for multiplied angelic encounters in your life. Multiplied throne room encounters. In the name of Jesus, multiplied graces. I pray for grace to walk in the name of Jesus. Grace to come into the place of deep communion with the Spirit. 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 You will see visions in the name of Jesus. You will hear the sounds of the Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will walk in paths which the eyes of no fowl has seen. I release you from every captivity of darkness. And I pray that whatever expectations you came here with, this morning the Lord meets it. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless the works of your hands. I empower you to advance. Move forward now. Go forward in the name of Jesus. Break barriers. Whatever limitations you have, I set you above it. By the unction of the Spirit, I open up a new chapter for you. It's a new day. Let grace for kingdom character come upon you in the name of Jesus. I banish pride from your life. I banish unforgiveness. I pray that holiness and purity will be part of the law of your life. I open you up to deep and uncommon revelations in the Spirit. Let a straight line be drawn from Genesis to Revelation. Let your eyes see. Let the hallowed things of the Spirit be given unto you. God, make mighty men out of this congregation. King's glory, I call you mighty men. Mighty men. Men of dominion. Men of victory. Men of greatness. And I pray for this ministry. I speak to the entire land of Kaduna. Hear ye the word of the Lord. I command in the realms of the Spirit, my God and my King, according to the order of grace that you have given, I step this ministry up to a new level of apostolic fire. I enlarge the prophetic coast. You will be in one place, but you will speak in many places. Mark this prophetic word. You will be in one place, but you will speak in many places. I repeat, you will be in one place, but you will echo in many lands, even strange lands you know nothing about. In this new season, strangers will begin to come from. This is an adumbration of the kind of thing that will begin to happen again and again. Again and again. Again, I see a man coming from Borno. I see another man coming from Akwa Ibom. You will see it happen. God will begin to bring you. You will be in one place, but you will speak. The Bible says, Abel, though dead, yet he speaketh. I pray that God will give this ministry a voice that will echo. Echo. I call for partners, Aarons and Hur, that will lift up the hands of the servant of God. In the name of Jesus, I speak over the territories. I impregnate the womb of the morning. And I command you to deliver in the day that which has been apportioned for this ministry. And every tongue that rises up against you, I judge in the name of Jesus. I pray. This ministry is stepping into a next level of grace and order. I don't just say these things. Believe me, I don't just say these things. And God began to do it the last time I came. But then I know that
God has not even started yet, the degree of prosperity and grace that is coming upon this ministry. God gave me a prosperity anointing, not because I fasted and prayed. See, some of these things are elections by grace. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. This is why no man can make boast of that which is of God. God has given me an authority and an unction to open financial doors to people. That which I have seen, that which I have heard, that which I have partaken of, I release it to everyone under the sun. You may not understand what I'm doing. You just receive it. My God, I pray that something will fall upon the life of someone and change his story forever. And Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Let your gates be continually open to receive the forces of the Gentiles. That where you have been deserted so that no man goes through you, you become an eternal excellency and a joy of many generations. I release upon you. Oh, God wants to repeat this. So I thought it's just a casual prayer. But God is telling me to stretch my hands across the congregation. I'm going to walk through the congregation as the angel of the Lord leads me. And this prosperity fire will fall upon people. Clash the cymbal for me, please. As I walk around. Shata katabaladabaka. Rakata prakatabaladaba. Mambreketegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedegedeg
receive it, an apostolic prosperity fire. And thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you the anointing to prosper, the unction to prosper. And Pastor, the Lord tells me he's opening you up to a prophetic order of insight in the spirit and then of prosperity. And this will happen more in the life of your wife. That's why I said, Mama, sit down. Please let her sit down, Pastor. If she can sit down, just let her sit down. Men will begin to favor your wife in dramatic ways you cannot explain, almost on a regular basis, asking for account numbers, coming with seeds, for whatever reason I do not know. But when this begins to happen, it's a sign of what God is doing in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please come, sir. Just one more minute and I'm out. This gentleman in red, yes, come. Please come quickly, we're out of time. What's your name, sir? Edward, you're a member of this church? Committed member? No. Just come once in a while. Why do you people come once in a while? You see all the hair. Oh, you're not permanent. Okay. Okay. What do you do? Have you served? You want to start working? And they told you to bring your CV where?
UBA.
Who told you? It's not in UBA. Come, let me pray for you. The job is not in UBA. All these stories, bring this. You, because one uncle knows this, clinical stories, God is going to step in and do a miracle for you. What did you study? Stop thinking about your result and just forget about it and look up to God. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. The kind of job God will give you will surprise you. You will testify it in this assembly. You believe that? Jesus, please do something in his life. Whatever you see bound in the heavens, in other words, whatever is not permitted to function, you enforce it here. Whatever you see that is permitted in the heavens, you enforce it here. I pray that from today, you will truly begin to walk in the reality of the manifestation of sons. I want to thank Pastor for this privilege.
I want to thank all the servants of God. I want to thank all the workers in this church who have lifted the hands of pastor. It's my privilege, it's my honor. I ask that the Lord will bless you. And I pray for all the remaining speakers that the remaining days will be an awesome time in the glory. I pray that this will not just be a caption of an anniversary. And I pray that you are stepping as a ministry into a season of the performance of the Word of God. Whatever limitation throughout these 3 years, in the name of Jesus, I pray, be lifted, in the name of the Lord Jesus, step into new order of grace that will be characterized by influence among mighty men. Influence among mighty men. This will be the characteristic. God will begin to connect. Stories will move from stories, and many mighty men will begin to call your pastor for help, and they will support the work of the Lord, and they will do great things. You will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, and His Spirit will establish it. And let the Lord be glorified. In the name of Jesus.